Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to your God. So coming to your God.
Well, blessings, blessings. One moment here. It's a little bit. I have two hands and I can't use them both. I wish I had two more. But we have to do this the way we can. All right. Welcome to PGN, everybody, where we do it more than we talk about it. Yes, we're not just talkers. We're doers, doers of God's word. Maybe not perfect. Faithful, oh yeah, with God's help always. So welcome. I hope you had a blessed week. If not, I pray that something you hear today will direct you into that blessed state again, and in Jesus' name. So let's begin. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We give you praise, honor, and glory because you deserve it. We praise you. We thank you for all you do for us who love you. You're a wonderful God, and we thank you. You orchestrate everything in life, even the things that seem bad. You have a purpose for it. When we put our trust in you, that those things turn around together for our good. We gather here tonight on PGN, and we lift your holy name, placing our trust in you, knowing you have a perfect plan for our lives. Now I ask that you have your way. Glorify yourself tonight, Father, in everything that we talk about tonight, that in the days, weeks, and years to come, that you bring to remembrance the words spoken today, tonight, through your Holy Spirit, and that you bring life to those that take those words and want to not only hear them, but obey them. We thank you, Lord. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everybody. Let's see. All right. Whew, it's kind of like hot and it's humid. We've been getting a lot of rain lately, so that's a good thing because I haven't had to water my yard and it looks nice and green. All right. Well, this week, my youngest son came home to visit, which is not a normal. He's always busy. To have some homemade Puerto Rican homemade beef stew. That's one of his favorite. There was a Bible on my table that was laying there, and it was closed. And so he took it and opened it. And mind you, this is not like my son. I knew God was doing something through him. He has a prophetic calling and isn't allowing God to use him. He was born on the same day Prophet Randy was born, which blows my mind too. So he opened his mouth and started speaking this scripture, and he started reading this exact verse. It says, "For everything, there's a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace." I told my son, yes, we are in a season where we must prepare. We must prepare for this season. I've been sensing that. Been sensing that from the beginning of the year. There's something about this year and these seasons that we're going through. I remember that I said at the beginning of the year, I said that we needed to pray. I see people pulling into to wanting to pray, but they're not listening. And I have family members that God is pulling into prayer. And they think it's a time for vacation, that they need a vacation. I saw what God was doing in them, and I had to pull some aside, and I had to tell them, God is trying to get your attention. This is not the season for all of this. This is the season for you to see God. And they, that religious spirit bounces back and says, I'm praying, I'm seeking God. But they don't understand. It's alone with him, not on a vacation, on a crew. That's not seeking God. That's not the rest that God is talking about. I mean, that's all good and, you know, fun. But when God is pulling you, sometimes, you know, that desire for vacation may not be that. Maybe God wanting you to pull away with him. I really don't have a word today, but some thoughts on what God has been showing me. My ears perked up the other day, like they do when my son came over for his favorite meal, and he spoke those words on that scripture. Prophet Randy also spoke about different seasons, and again, my ears perked up, and I'm like, God, they're both saying the same thing that I'm hearing. So let me begin to tell you some of the things that God has shown me this week, and some of the things that, as even Prophet Randy was speaking this week, perked up my ears. At work, I was talking to a coworker. I looked at the shirt he had on, and I chuckled because the words were, just be nice. I said, I love that shirt. You know what being nice is? It's really a mental attitude. We should be nice. Being nice doesn't cost you a thing. And God wants us to be nice. And not everybody, niceness works for everybody. And I'm going to show you the difference. So I thought, what makes us be nice or not nice? Then as I analyze that, it is a mental attitude. It's your attitude, how you think of what's going on in life. If you think life is crummy, well, then you're going to have a crummy attitude, and you're not going to be nice to others. So what's inside of you, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And so God was showing me this. He wants us to be kind to one another, to be nice, especially to the family of God. I had some family members that this week are struggling to get along, and I sent them this. It was a saying that I found online. And it says, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Do you need some encouragement to be nice this week? Look at the words God says in his word. But I say to you here, you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. That's in Luke 6:27. Luke 6:35 says, but love your neighbors and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. Matthew 7:12. So whatever you wish that others would do for you, do also to them. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Galatians 5:13. For you were called to freedom, brothers, but do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. And let us not weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we give opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are in the house of faith. That's in Galatians 6:9. So, and there's many more. But as you're doing, you're being nice to other people, it helps the other person too. This scripture, Proverbs 12:25, says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. When you give somebody a good word, it makes their heart glad. That's being nice. These people, these Bible verses remind me of how important it is to be kind to one another. Treat others the way that we wish to be treated. You never know the importance of that kindness, what that might do to someone else. You don't know what somebody else is going through. Okay, there are some individuals that you can tell a great deal about them by studying their attitudes. Remember, this is a mental attitude, being nice, right? We can see that many people's attitudes have changed through this lockdown, all this stuff that's been going on. They aren't nice. You could even see it on the roads. You can see the road rage and driving fast. And it's like, oh my goodness, I don't even want to go drive there anymore. And this is happening everywhere. I call family members in different states and they tell me the same thing. They aren't nice because we spoke about this last week, and it has to do with the heart. As far as it concerns you, God wants you to have these mental attitudes in your heart so that it'll work from the inside out, okay? So we see all these mean people, and a lot of them are dead inside. You can see what they're thinking because they're speaking it and they're walking it. Their deeds are according to what they speak. And I want to explain something to you, that no matter how nice you are to some of these people, they're just wicked, okay? And no matter how much you try to be that nice person, they don't understand. They still display that. I know some people that I'm like, I have to scratch my head, and I'm like, person always so mean, and they don't even realize that this is coming out of their mouth. This is coming out of their looks. This is coming out of their words. They're mean. They're not nice. As I was listening to the show about Jesus, it was a show about Jesus that I was, you know, interested in. And I saw how Jesus called the religious leaders a brood of vipers. And Prophet Randy was talking about that this week. So my ears went bing, you know, I was like, yeah, I was watching that. So it caught my attention again. I had just seen that scene, and I was trying to tell me something about the religious leaders, that they were brood of vipers. I said, okay, let me pay attention to this, because when God tries to catch your attention, he's wanting to teach you something. So I said, okay, Lord, let's hear, let's see. And so that stirred my heart. Something in me wanted me to search about the vipers. And I'm like, not particularly a fan of the topic, but for some reason, I just felt in my spirit that God had something for me to share tonight about that. Well, a viper is not a regular snake. Vipers are one of the most dangerous snakes. When they bite, they take their fangs and drive them into their victim's flesh. And then they release this powerful poison that causes the victim's blood to thin out. And they actually bleed from the inside out. You could see that. And if they don't hurry to the hospital, what ends up happening is that they bleed internally. Or there's other snakes that their venom causes the blood to coagulate, and it turns like a jelly substance. And so the body has a harder time trying to filter that coagulation, that poison, and it just like stops everything. And so if that person doesn't hurry to the hospital, they're dead. I mean, it's a quick thing, leaving the victim dead in a quick death from the inside out. Here on PGN, I've been showing you that the true way of living is also from the inside out, that God wants us to allow his life to work from our inside out, not from the outside in. The works from the outside in is religious works. Spiritual, a true spiritual walk comes from the inside out. So I'm going to give you these analogies so that about the viper so that you could understand that it's dangerous to be around some of these religious leaders and people that are religious too. They're very, very dangerous. So vipers, they slide on the ground. They also like hanging in trees. And I didn't know that. I knew that they were on the ground and things like that, but I never knew that they could slither up a tree. So here you are looking in the ground, but you also have to look up, meaning that they're in high places. So spiritually speaking, this can mean that these snakes, these spiritual snakes, can be in high places where you don't even expect them. The viper is quick to strike. When it strikes, it'll strike in a quarter of a second. And they strike and bite, and it's as fast as that. So can also be smooth. But you can see a difference between a regular snake and a viper, because a regular snake is smooth, but a viper has scales. And that reminded me of the book of Job, where it talks about the spirit of Leviathan, where it has scales. It mentions that that monster has a scale. And so that religious spirit of Leviathan is prideful. There's nothing that can penetrate it. So I'm thinking that this snake that has these scales is also pride. So the scales on a viper, they're raised up. It allows light to reflect away from the body of the snake and not be noticed. Religious people are like that. They reflect God, they reflect away God's light. There's no light in them or on them. It gets reflected off. Vipers come in many colors, mostly green, but there's some beautiful vipers with different colors. And I posted on the website. When you go looking for the message, you'll see the different pictures that I posted. And there's some beautiful colored vipers, but mainly they're green. And green is a sign of life. And so this religious spirit appears to have life, but it should be a warning to us to beware. When an animal in nature sees the snake's color, that to them is a warning. The religious like to be noticed. They want others to know all they're doing, to be admired, to be thought of as wonderful followers of God. So you see the similarities. Some vipers have night vision, letting them see best at night. This lets us know that they are creatures of darkness. They are creatures of the night. So that spirit symbolically is also a creature of darkness. So my brothers and my sisters, there will be those that are religious that will have that night vision for darkness. Okay? They're not prophets. They're false prophets. And they always hone in on what's dark. When they really get heated up, when things really get heated up, you're going to know these false prophets are really going to pop up. You'll see the religious coming out. They love darkness. That's when they work their worst evil. The viper can detect its surroundings with its nose, the heat. They can detect when there's something alive, meaning there's an animal, there's a creature out, there's prey. The religious of our days are the same way. They have a nose to detect the things in other people, the weaknesses in other people, the things that are maybe dark in others. And that to them is a honing thing where they're detecting that. And that's trouble. You can't be nice with vipers. You could be nice with other people, but with vipers, you can't. Their instinct is to be a viper. And what do vipers do? They kill. They seek out their victims in darkness. If there is any darkness in you, these religious people, they'll seek it out. So you'll find them in churches, in your homes, in neighborhoods, even people that are being religious and passing out tracts in your streets, in ministries. And guess what? They'll try to kill you, kill your walk with God, kill your relationships, kill your ministry, and they do it with their mouths. Okay? That's just like the viper. The viper uses its mouth. Have you all seen a baby rattle? When a mama has a new baby, she'll get them a baby rattle and it rattles. Well, the vipers have a rattle also, and it's hollow. This rattle alerts the prey. In life, that rattle may attract some people because they think, oh, wow, look at, you know, how pretty it is, you know, but it's not for play. They're attracting you. They're allowing you to hear it, but it's really a warning sign. So this rattle rattles really fast, seconds fast. And so when the babies are born, they don't have a rattle. And that's more dangerous because you don't know they're around, because they can bite and you don't even know. But as they grow older, their rattles grow out. And these are not for play. This religious spirit wants to come out to destroy. They are loud. They make a loud noise. They come to destroy. Watch out. It's not time to sleep. It's time to wake up. Remember that. I remember when I lived in North Carolina. The it seems like different regions and different places have different kinds of snakes. The snake in North Carolina that I remember was the copperhead. It was very dangerous. I remember one neighbor had to be rushed to a hospital because he was cleaning the backyard and didn't realize that there was a copperhead. And the name viper comes from the word vipera, which means birth. The viper doesn't lay eggs. It gives birth. So this religious spirit births others just like it. They become fathers of their faith and lead others astray. But it's not father of the faith of God, of Jesus. So be careful whom you follow. You may be following a viper. Vipers that live in colder climate, like in Australia, bromate. They wait for the cold. And what bromate is, like hibernation, but it's not hibernation. For reptiles and alligators, they bromate. Like for bears, and they hibernate. So it's a period of where they lay dormant, where the mammal or the reptile sleeps and rests, in which an animal becomes less psychologically active with their mind, or they stop growing and their metabolism slows down. So snakes take their cue from nature when they bromate. They take their cue from the environment. And internally, as the seasons of winter approach, I believe Jesus was warning us about what is coming in these seasons. These spiritual vipers are bromating. When and how and for how long, I don't know. And you really don't know, even in the natural, where these snakes are bromating, you don't know how long. So it happens when it happens. But they take their cue from nature, from their environment, from the weather, from daily activity. So these changes that tell the vipers it's time to slow down and find a shelter because winter is on its way, they hit that bromating time. The daylight hours, the barometric pressure tells the animals inside of them, it's like by instinct they do all this. And so this is what these religious spirits do too. They sense the pressures of the day. They see light is diminishing. And remember, they walk best when they sense darkness. So the viper has hormonal changes, which cue the changes in the circadian rhythm. That's the cycle of the day, you know, the 24-hour cycle where it affects the physical, the mental, the behaviors of animals, of plants, of microbes. So they all follow that, and that also influences a viper. And I'm talking about the natural viper's behavior, and that gets them into that bro mating process, right? So some men may hear this and say, "Oh, I think my wife is bro mating." Yes and no, because maybe the wife is not behaving the way she should. So yes, the hormones too can be affected by that same circadian rhythm. Therefore, hibernation and bromation may seem to be the same, but they're different because we're talking about hibernation for mammals that eat, and they'll eat to get fat in that hibernation state like the bear. And in the bromation, the viper or the reptiles, they built a higher level of glycogen. Glycogen is like a sugar. And so they use it for energy, for their muscles and to reproduce and for other things. So the religious do the same. They give you what sounds nice and sweet to your ears. Doesn't that sound similar? You can't eat sweets to sustain yourself. You need God's word to spiritually live. Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God. So remember, I remember having one day a dream. And in this dream, this woman was giving me two loaves of bread. And I told her, I have bread. And then when I woke up, I realized, oh, God is the bread of life. I have the true bread of life. This woman was giving me something else. And God was giving me a warning. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from God. Vipers can birth and live in groups of thousands. That's why they say they live in dens, like hidden places. That's what a den is. It's a hidden places. Mary Magdalene, if you remember her story, she was delivered of thousands of demons. Demons are snakes. Okay? So another thing a viper does is when it bites its victim, it follows it and it waits for it to die because it gives them a slow death. And so they can't overtake them because they don't have hands or feet. So they just wait for them and then they eat them up and their mouths open up and eat them. And it's all done with the mouth. So I've said all this because you need to discern why Jesus calls the religious a brood of vipers. This spirit hides. It hides in people's lives, sometimes even in the people that don't think they have them. So discern what Jesus is trying to show you tonight. And I was shocked when I saw all these similarities, but this is the one that shocked me the most. It says, the female viper, when she gives birth, something crazy happens. The female viper conceives by taking the male's head in her mouth. Woo! Then bites off the head and he dies. When the young are ready to be born, they bite through their mother's side and she dies. Let me tell you, Prophet Randy is showing us that your real family are those that walk with God. And he's making a point with that so that in the coming days, as things get worse, you won't be disappointed and you won't, that pain, not realizing that they've chosen not to serve God. But your true family are those that are believers. If you see them acting crazy, prepare yourself and don't let it affect you. And this also shows that these religious leaders of today will be taken by their own followers. They're going to cut their heads off. And they will bite through the heads. They'll bite the heads off, and then they'll create groups, a new group. So don't be surprised. Don't be surprised with all this stuff that's going on. It's not surprising me. It's shocking, but we shouldn't be surprised because Jesus warned us about all of this. So with that said, I'm going to begin taking calls, and I'll ask for your name and where you're from. Please dial 1 so that you can be placed in the queue, and allow me one moment to get myself situated here. All right. Okay. And I'll take my first caller, and that is 502-548. Your name and where you're from. Oh, wait a minute. My mouse is acting oh crazy. Come on, mouse. Give me a moment here. I think I'm losing the battery. It's not wanting to respond. Hold one. We're still not doing it. There we go. Oh, it must be my pet. Oh, there we go. All right. 502-548, your name and where you're from.
Yeah. This is Greg from Kentucky.
Hi, Greg. God bless you. All right, let me put
God
you on mute
you.
And I'll be right back. Thank you, Father, for Greg. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, for what you're doing in his life, Father God. As soon as I said your name, I saw and heard an airplane, maybe airport. I'm not sure if you're going on a trip, but that's what I'm seeing right now, airplane, airport. I saw airplanes, and I heard it. I heard that. So there's something about an airplane or airport. Maybe it's a trip you're going to be taking, and it is from the Lord. It is from the Lord. And so I thank you, Father God. I pray that you direct his path and help him, Father God, to move when you say move, and stay when you say stay. I thank you, Father God, because you're apparently you're having him take some trip or do something, but we pray that you direct his path and that you touch him and enlighten wherever he's going, Father God, and keep him safe in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, Greg. How are you? How was your week?
It was actually quite well.
Amen. Do you have anything for us tonight, a testimony, a word?
It's been, struggling with some work stuff recently, and this week actually was a little bit better. And one day where it looked like, one of the general managers was upset with me, and my boss actually kind of had my back, which surprised me. So, I mean, that was certainly a positive move. But still a lot of things to be done. But other than that, I mean, just it was a pretty good week, a really good week, actually.
Amen. Amen. So that seems to be the subject of the day, people being honoring and taking it out on others that have nothing to do with what's going on in their lives. So don't take it personal. It's just, this is happening all over the world. There is something happening in the atmosphere, I'm telling you. Maybe that's why I was talking about that. It caught my eye where God is saying we have to be nice. I've even seen it in our family, and it cost them so much to be nice. These are grown adults. So, thinking of
my initial response,
what's going on?
Yeah, my initial response, was to be not quite so nice in my reply, but I held my tongue, and I'm sure it paid off. I'm sure it was. It would not have been a politically correct move for sure. So
yeah.
God prevailed and gave me a cooler head and held my words.
Well, that's good. Yeah, because
yeah,
right away when
good.
You don't, they'll destroy you with their mouths. And they'll say all manner of
yeah.
things. And, you know, and sometimes people that have low self-esteem, this is what I've noticed, they look for the weaknesses in others so that they can talk about them, so that they can destroy them. I see that. And you can see what's coming out of them, but that's what's in their lives. That's what's in them. And so you could only imagine how miserable some people are. So, I mean, and even driving around town, I'm like, whoa, calm down,
oh,
take
yeah.
a breather.
Yep.
There's such a thing as decaf.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So is there anything that sounds like a trip?
Well, I mean, just that I've been given words of relocation and promotion. So
really?
Yeah, I mean, several across different people that I've talked to.
I
heard it from
like
Jeannie, and I think I've heard it from Deborah.
Mm-hmm. Like really faded. It was like airplane and then airport. And so what
yeah.
I saw, it was like fainted, but it could be that something in the future. So to me, that's what I'm gathering
yeah.
from how I saw it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's in the near, it's really close. It may be a while here, but I feel like you need to prepare and not to forget that word, because sometimes God gives us a certain word so that when these things appear in our lives, we know that we have to walk into them or not walk into them, you know, however
right.
he shows us, you know. And there's some things that are so easy, and you're like, oh, yeah, I remember somebody giving me a word like that. And
you know,
so,
yeah.
But you
yeah.
always put it under prayer. Always put it in prayer, because it may be some other way that might not be, you know, at the moment. Maybe God will give you more to that word.
Yeah.
And or maybe it has nothing to do with a job. Maybe you're assuming it has
yeah,
to do
sure.
with a job.
Oh, yeah, no.
You know,
and
maybe
it has
something
else. Some
of the
words I've been given. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Just put it in prayer. Is there anything you want to say? Any testimonies you've had for this week?
No, that's pretty much it. It was a bright spot. I mean, just that my boss actually sent an email that pretty much seemed like he had my back, which he's not done that before, so.
Well, that's good. You had favor.
Yeah, it was definitely positive. Yeah, yeah, it was good.
Well, let me pray, because I just been stirred when I said that. Father,
yeah.
in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you give Greg favor wherever he goes at his work. With new opportunities, that he leaves his current job in favor, and that he enters into another job with much more favor in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, and we pray that you lead and guide him. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name for that. Ooh, that's nice. Favor.
Yeah, it is.
Favor. So be on the lookout. You have favor, and God already showed you through
your
boss.
For sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you didn't expect that, right? So you know that's God.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
Well, God bless you. Is there anything else you want to say?
No, ma'am, thank you. I'm sure you got a line full, so.
Yeah.
I'll let you get to the other.
All right.
It's good stuff. Thank
All
you
right.
very
well,
much.
God bless you. All right.
God bless
and
you.
Walk in that favor. Amen. God bless you, too.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. Next caller is 828-989. your name and where you're from.
Hi, Carmen. It's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Jennifer, North Carolina. I love North Carolina. I used to live there.
I heard that earlier.
Yes, in Fayetteville. And that was, I love the people there. I miss them. Yeah. A lot of good things happen there. A lot of godly things happen there. That's why maybe I fell in love with it.
Let me put you on hold
and then let me pray for you first, okay? All right. Thank you, Father, for Jennifer, Father God. Thank you, Father God, because you have blessed her and you are blessing her. I see the blessings of the Lord upon her and her family, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that I see God is shielding you. Right? There's a special protection this in this season for you, that God's shielding you, and he's protecting you and your family, Father God. I thank you for that, and that you sometimes think you're weak, but you're not. You're strong. That in that humility and that weakness that you walk in, that God is working mightily. Oh, I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life, and she doesn't even know it, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I pray that you show her, all the wonderful things you're doing through her and in her. Thank you, Father God. I just sense that God is wanting you to step out and make friends, even with those that are maybe not the typical people that you will make friends with. There is a blessing behind it. There is a blessing behind it. With discernment, do go with discernment. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. I thank you for that intercessor in her, that it's coming out even more in this season, that you're teaching her new things, new strategies, and that she's coming out of her shell in Jesus' name, that the old Jennifer is not the same Jennifer that's going to be in a few months and a few years from now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her spirit, man, in the name of Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
What are you up to?
I felt that. I felt that deep in my spirit. I felt every word you said. Wow. No, I just confessed to him my weakness this morning, you know, just over and over and over. So I thought that was, I mean, I know he's listening, but, and I have sent step out multiple times over the last few weeks, and I feel like he's given me some direction there. And I absolutely love meeting people that are out of my, you know, that I normally want to interact with. You learn so much from them. I love listening to stories. But I get a lot of words about him protecting me, and he has, and I just know he is faithful and true in that area. So faithful.
Yeah,
I
know.
I give him
it's
glory.
Almost like you're being bubbled. It's almost like you're being bubbled. And it's like God is saying, you know, he's your protector. And what he loves, he's not going to let no one harm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
because you are faithful in doing what he's telling you to do, there is that, you know, love affair going on, and I just sense that, you know, even as I'm talking to you, I can sense that in my spirit, man. And I think that's one of the things that has worried you or concerned you, that you feel like you're not enough because you're so different from other people. But that's exactly what God wants from you, the way you are, because there's going to be people that only you can touch because of the way you are and who you are. So,
wow,
I don't know.
That's
I feel
very
like,
true.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be people in your life that you're going to meet, and these people, you will be putting things in them. But at the same time, as you're putting in them, God is putting something in you too. You're going to see a difference. Mm-hmm. You're going to go, wow. And it's because the power of God is going to be going through you to them, and you're going to see and sense that difference in you. You're going to learn what it is to be a servant like never before. And so it doesn't necessarily mean one thing or another. It could be so many other things. Men?
I definitely have a servant's heart. I am a feet washer for sure.
Yes, I know. I mean, I don't know you personally, but I can sense that in your from in the spirit interacting here. I can sense that. So, but there's something. He's taking you a step further. God always takes us further and further and further as we allow him. So I sense that that's happening for you. There's a sweet spirit about you. And maybe I'm biased because I like the people in North Carolina. love them. They did something to my heart when I lived there. They were so sweet. You can sense God. Well, back then, I don't know how things are now. It's been a long time. I haven't been there, but it was a wonderful time. So I just pray, Father God, that you touch her, that you bless her, that you open her eyes to these new opportunities that you have for her. And thank you, Lord. There's some things that God is stirring in your heart right now. I can't pinpoint them, but I see it like a little whirlwind, but it's not a bad thing. It's like God is like, okay, let's move this on, you know, and activate these things. So I just see like that whirlwind, like stirring some things in you. And there's power.
That's exactly what's been happening. That's exactly what's happened the last couple days, especially today.
Ooh.
He really has been stirring me, and I have felt his power. And I know. I mean, I can sense him so close and so strong. It's just been an amazing day. So that's a true picture of what's happening.
Yeah, that's how I see it. I see it like in your belly area, like a tornado, like stirring things up.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing. It's in a good way. That's how I see it. Wow. We all want more of that.
I've felt it all day. It is just intense. And it's just was wonderful. I'm excited. I've been excited all day.
Yes, keep stirring it so that God gives you more, and ask him for more. And at the same time, you know, allow, you know, and that's probably why the Lord has had me tell you that he's going to put some people in your path, because he doesn't do this for nothing. He does this so that you could be free waters, touching the lives of others. Flowing waters, you know, not stagnant waters. So he puts that in you so that you can share. You can share it with others. Amen.
Amen.
So now you're seeing.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I love
Thank
that.
You. Thank you.
Is there a testimony or anything you want to say?
I have so many testimonies I'm writing out. God is just so good and faithful. Oh, my goodness. I have a book, literally, like a book.
Really?
He's really done, extraordinary things in my life. And it's overwhelming and nothing that I can share in, like, even 5 minutes. It's just, you know, I've been going through the fire and it's just, I mean, he told me he was going to take me through the fire, and it's not like what I expected, but it has been good, painful, but good, because whatever he has taken from me or has allowed to be taken from me, I feel like his presence, I mean, I've just received more from him in my relationship with him, which is such an extraordinary blessing. I mean, we count it all as loss, right? And we gain him, and he is so worthy, 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 worthy of it, of all of us. And, oh, I feel it in my stomach. I feel it in my stomach.
I know
right
what
now.
You mean. I know what you mean.
Uh-huh. Oh,
well,
boy.
I understand that, because I thought I had lost. I was married for a long, long time, over 30 years, 33 and a half, something like that. But I knew this person for about 35 years. And so it was a big loss to me. And I thought I had lost, but it was a journey that they couldn't go further than that because they didn't want God the way that I wanted God. And they kind of turned their back on God. And so God said, till here, you can go no more, because the journey that God was taking me, he was taking me into a different place. This person couldn't go. And I didn't understand a lot of that. And I was like, you know, but, and it so happened that it was right when I had, when I felt the Lord saying, I'm calling you. And I go, yes, Lord, you've been saying that. And I do everything that you're telling me to do. But he says, no, I'm calling you. And then I told this person, hey, the Lord is calling me, and if he's calling me, he's calling you. And he said out loud, you do whatever you want, but leave me out of it. And all hell broke loose after that.
Wow.
So it wasn't my choice. It was.
Yeah.
Huh? I can't hear you.
That has happened. That has happened in my life so many times. People don't want to journey with you because you want more of God and they're not willing to go, you know, that deep,
I
that
lost
far.
A lot of relationships. Yeah, through that. And I can't say that it hasn't been hard. It has been, because I'm like, ooh, Lord, this is wild. I said yes, but I didn't expect all this. But, hey, if that's what it takes, I'll go wherever you want me to go. All right, and then something else would happen, and something, and so many things happened that I didn't expect, but I kept saying yes to the Lord. I kept saying yes, Lord, your way, not my way. I don't understand it, but you work all things together for my good. And so what I needed to do is not get stuck and keep moving to where he had me, where the blessings that, because there's certain places, certain relationships that we have that are of God and that help things move. But when we're stuck in the past, we can't move to the future. So we can't keep looking to the past. We have to look to the future. We can't be like, what's that lady, the one that's made out of salt, the stone? She turned into a stone.
Right.
Sodom
right.
and Gomorrah. Abraham's nephew, Lot, his wife, turned into a pillar. Yeah. So she kept looking at the past and what she wants. And not that I was looking at anything bad, but that also represents the past, the things that are not good for you. So you have to look forward and not look back, because it'll turn your heart, it'll harden your heart. It'll make it stony. And so I kept moving. If the Lord allows, oh, my goodness, all the things that have happened to me, that they're wild, lots of relationship, and I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't realize so many people didn't want you, Lord. I didn't realize it. And so our family is the family of God, not our real family or friend or old friends or family members or spouses or anything like that. If they turn their back on God, it's their choice. You still pray for them, because some of those can still turn around and want God, but you have to keep moving. Let the dead bury the dead. Leave them behind.
That is a word he has spoken to me all week, move, keep moving, keep moving. You know, and when we keep moving, we get momentum. But when we stop moving, it's just like we got to start. You know, it takes a while to get that momentum going again. And I feel like that's what he's speaking to me, you know, keep moving, moving, moving. And as
that's
move,
the word that I wanted to get out
that
I couldn't get out.
Really?
The momentum. And so this little whirlwind that's going on inside of you that God is stirring up in you, don't let it lose momentum. Because you've spent time with the Lord, and it's so easy to lose that. It's so hard to be in that. And then when you have it, you have to respect it and appreciate it and love him and just let it keep on. And he's going to take you to a new level.
Amen. Amen.
So I do understand what you're going through. And I understand married people, too, because I was married for so long. And it's not like that goes away out the window and you don't have any more experiences with that. I do know. I have been able to minister to the married, minister to the single, minister to all kinds of people now that I'm single. So I understand a lot more, and I'm able to reach out to other people. And so the Lord is going to do the same thing to you. And don't let anybody lie to you and tell you that because you're divorced, he can't use you to minister to married people, use you to the single, use you to whoever. That's a lie from the devil, because the Lord is the one that does it through you. It's not you doing it. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't let no one put you down, because, you know, there is this thing in the culture of the church that if you've been divorced, that you're no longer being able to be used. And that's a lie. And if you are old, that's another one. And if you're a woman, that's another one. It's all lies.
Right.
It's all lies. The older you get, the wiser you get, because you live through something and you have more to share.
Right.
I've seen pastors preaching it. Yeah, I've seen pastors preaching that stuff from the pulpit, and then they reach that age and all of a sudden it changes because they're that age. That's a lie. God uses you. You say, yes, Lord, here I am. Use me. Okay, so it's your willing heart, not your age, not because you're a woman, not because you're divorced, that these things stop you. The same thing goes with men. Oh, because they're not married or earn a certain income? That's baloney. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. I said I've been through lots and lots of rejection, and the Lord's bringing back something, you know, that he told me about the rejection. You know, I feel like, you know, he's allowed me to experience so much rejection, so I'm prepared for where he's taking me, to where it just does not affect me. And, you know, say if I hadn't had all the rejection, you know, my feelings would have been hurt. You know, I feel like sometimes, and I do, I feel like the rejection in my life has been a blessing for many reasons, but specifically because I feel like it's preparation for what's to come, and
yes,
you know what you spoke of. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is preparation, and if you allow yourself to go through it and let God take you by the hand, you're going to go far. But if you stay stuck looking at all the hurt and the pain, you're not going to move anywhere. You're not going to move anywhere. And let me tell you, even when you minister, sometimes the things that happen to people when you're ministering, sometimes those things hop on you. So be prepared that sometimes you're going to feel just like these people feel, and you're like, what is going on? You'll feel all kinds of crazy stuff, and you have to learn to shake that off and keep on moving so that you could be an effective minister. These things will, and in this season, we're going to start seeing a lot of stuff happening to people and people not being able to handle it, a lot of emotional stuff. But you have to be strong in the Lord, because you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it in the flesh. You'll feel this stuff in the flesh. And I don't know what happened here. I have a whole bunch of callers. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm sorry, I just got distracted because the screen changed all of a sudden, and it's just a whole bunch of people, and I'll do my best to minister to all of you. So do understand that when you minister to other people, there will be attacks, but that's why it's important to stay within the church and having good prayer partners, because they'll pick up on things, or maybe you both will get attacked and you won't even know where this is coming, and you'll think that it's you. You know, mm-hmm. And so you rebuke that, whatever, start rebuking that and taking that out. And I mean, these strange thoughts come into your mind, and that's who you've been ministering to. All these attacks will come because you're not understanding. So there's a lot of things you're going to start learning, and don't think it's strange. That's part of it. But we have authority, God says. I have given you authority to tread upon snakes and scorpions, and nothing will harm you. So you keep pressing through. Don't look back. Keep staying strong. Keep praying for those around you. And whenever you feel like that, you keep on praying. Pray it through. Pray it out. And say, get out of here. Because these things try to hop on us. Okay? And we're going to see this more and more. And we don't want casualties. We want you to be strong, a strong soldier. Okay? And it's strong in the military. The soldiers that were strong, they gave them the buddy system. One, they covered each other's back. That's why it's good to have another prayer partner where you pray about things. I have one, a strong prayer partner. Every night we pray for family, we pray for PGN, we pray for the work, we pray for everything that the Lord puts in our hearts to pray. And so that takes years of developing. You keep doing that, and sometimes God changes your prayer partners. Sometimes God changes your prayer partners. So think it not strange when all these things start happening, and we're going to start seeing more. So, but greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, right?
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You have been such a blessing tonight. I appreciate your wisdom and you sharing your experiences and wisdom. It just blessed me. Thank you.
Well, I'm blessed to hear your stories, and I thank the Lord that he allows me to do this to bless his name. And to bless you guys too. It's not for me, it's for him. And in the process, I get blessed.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right, girls. You have a blessed week and keep on moving,
you.
All right?
Thank you. You too, Carmen. Right.
Mm-hmm. Good night. That was Jennifer. Thank you, Lord, for Jennifer. Bless her, Father. And Lord, I just lift up. Thank you, Lord. 617-775, your name and where you're from.
This is Brooke from Massachusetts. Hi, Carmen.
This is who?
Brooke from Massachusetts.
Oh, hi, Brooke. I remember talking to you before. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing... It's been a wonderful discussion, and, I've just been listening.
Let me put you on mute first. And let me pray for you so that we can continue talking, okay? All right.
Yeah, okay.
Father God, we just thank you for Brooke. Father God, we thank you for her, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. I thank you, Father God, that there's that what seems lost is not lost, but that you're going to bring it around, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for those things that you that she feels that she's lost, maybe something within her that she's lost. And I just pray that, Father God, that you reveal those things, that you liven those things up again, Father God. Just like a gardener, when he puts Miracle-Gro in a plant or a dead plant that somebody may have wanted to throw out, but you take that plant, Father God, I see God soaking it with his Miracle-Gro, and what seems dead is not really dead. And I see that it's starting a little shoot here, a little shoot there, and that what everybody thought was dead is not dead. It's coming to life. So I see you, Brooke. I see you, Brooke. There's some things that you think are dead that are lost, but they're not. And I think that God is going to bring them back to life. I pray that, Father God, that you just touch her and that you would help her have the courage
to just hand those things, those areas of her life to you right now. And we thank you, Father God, for the things that you're going to do in her life, Father God, for awakening and bringing to life those things in Jesus' name. We pray that you breathe the breath of life into those things right now in Jesus' name, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. I bind the enemy from lying to her and speaking these lies and making her think the things that are lies are true. I bind you, Satan, from operating in her life, and I bind you from operating in anyone's life here on PGN, and I command you to go in Jesus' name with no retaliations, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right. Ooh, I got mad there. Hey, Brooke, how are you?
Oh, well, you were spot on.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I was mad over here. I could feel it.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Don't let the enemy lie to you, honey. Don't let, because God is doing things in your life, and don't let the enemy take that from you. You are valuable. There's some things, beautiful things inside of you. And I see God bringing them to life. It's almost like, just like what I was saying, it's like a plant that people will look at it and say, oh, it's dead. It doesn't have any life. But here comes the gardener with his miracle growth. And then
yeah,
he brings it to life.
New life. Mm-hmm. Well, that's encouraging.
There's something about that. I don't know what it is. You thought that you've lost.
Well,
thank you, Lord.
Yeah, it feels. Yeah, I've experienced, loss, in my environment. There's been someone who's passed away, and then a big family wedding, and I think I felt like I was the only believer there. It was very strange. So I've had this kind of waves of just not feeling, and really, but determined to keep the faith. I mean, this is.
I know. You know what?
In
I
the
went
end, all
that.
We really have, but when you're challenged, it's hard, and it does feel.
I know, because it comes from
fighting.
Your emotions. You have to straight those emotions out. And know that your God is with you. And you have to settle that in with him, right? And I went through that. And it was day after day after day that I was like, oh, God, I can't do this. And then finally, I said, no, I know who my God is. I got to straighten up. And do you know that it changed something about me? And I started changing. I went to a wedding. It was a niece's wedding, and I was nervous because they all don't believe like I believe, and they're very religious, right? So do you know I went to that wedding? I had the best time. I danced. I got everybody dancing.
I did a lot of dancing,
it was so much
too.
Fun. Oh, we had so much fun. And it was the best time, and people were just cracking up. And I went with my friend, and we were all. And my mom danced. That's when my mom was alive. My mom danced, and it was just funny because she was dancing with these tall people when she was really short. But we had a blast. We had a blast. The music, and it was fun. And so, you are going to begin to do that. You are going to begin to change the atmosphere because of who you have inside of you. The atmosphere doesn't change you. You change the atmosphere. Jesus is in you. Don't let the enemy lie to you. That's what this is all about. The enemy's lying to you about things that you have lost, and it's not what you haven't lost anything. You've gained God. You have God. You have more of God. You have more freedom now to do what God wants you to do. And when you enter into a room, that room is going to change because of who lives inside of you. Not because of you, Brooke, but because of the Jesus in you. It's no longer you mm-hmm. that lives, but Jesus that lives in
right.
you.
Right.
Jesus,
yeah.
you got to remind yourself, it's no longer I that live. Me cannot say anything. It's what Jesus says. Okay, Jesus, what do you say? And you got to fight this because you might be around, you might be like I am, that I'll pick up a lot of stuff from other people and I'm like, why am I feeling this? And then I realize,
yeah.
oh, wait a minute. This is what's going on. Oh, okay, let me
yeah.
take this off and keep moving. Keep moving
yeah.
because I'm very perceptive.
Yeah.
I pick up. I'll know exactly. And yeah. I start feeling like these people do. And it's not that it's bad. It's that God is going to use you to help deliver other people. But you have to allow him to train you and use you, okay?
Yeah.
And get excited about it and realize
yeah.
that when you enter a place that is just because he's inside of you, you're the one that's taking Jesus everywhere. I remember
mm-hmm.
going one place. I was working for the Red Cross, and I was in that building, and this young girl, a new volunteer that had come in, this was some years ago, and I was saying something, and she was looking at me strange, and I was like, "Where are you looking at me?" And she started talking, and I could identify that she was a believer. And she goes, she started
mm-hmm.
saying something, and I go, "I'll tell you about it later." And then when we got together, she goes, "I knew you were a believer. I could feel
yeah.
it as soon as I walked in. I could feel it when you walked
yeah.
when I walked in."
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
"Whoa!"
Yeah. Well.
So,
yeah, it just, yeah, I hear you. I certainly recognize and can identify with your experience. But it is it's wearing when you've had family that just are not there.
I know.
Generation.
Yes,
heavy
I know,
stuff.
I know. I'm dealing with that.
And
too.
I'm the only one,
the only believer in my family.
Oh, okay.
I understand
yeah.
exactly what you're going
yeah.
through.
Yeah. And
so
I had
think
a twin who was also loved the Lord. I had a twin and she passed away. So her not being there, it was just a lot of stuff, feeling, like lost but not lost, you know, that you're right.
Can I tell you something?
It's gain. And
I know of a
shows,
lady
yeah,
that had a twin, and her twin passed away. And this lady is God is using her mightily, and she goes all around the world. She's a Hispanic lady, a Mexican lady,
mm-hmm.
and God has used her to do deliverance and a whole bunch of things, but she had a lot of
wow.
loss. She lost
yeah.
a lot. But God is using her like, wow, I'm like, I've never seen somebody being used the way that she is. She's a
wow.
prophetess, and her husband is something else. I don't know what it is. But I haven't heard them in a long time, but I remember her testimony where she had said that she had lost her twin sister. And I was
mm-hmm.
like, wow. Do you know that Thomas was a twin in the Bible, one of the disciples?
I'd forgotten about that. Yeah,
and you don't hear about the other one. You only hear about him, right?
Yeah.
So
doubting Thomas.
God is.
Yeah.
He's yeah. yeah, but you know what? He was still cool because you know all the
he
disciples
sure,
were cool. They had all
sure
different
was.
Kinds of personality,
mm-hmm.
and
I
God
know.
Used all of them.
Yes,
yeah,
he did.
They say
and
that
Jesus.
Thomas went to India. That one of the places that he had gone to
right.
was to India. So he got to go places. So
yes,
thinking
that's
strange when God starts taking you to places and helping you, using you to minister to others. Okay?
Okay.
But don't let the enemy lie to you anymore. Don't let the enemy,
yeah,
because that's where I was stuck for a little while, and then I moved out of there. And I said,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
I don't live here.
To, yeah.
I go,
yeah.
things can happen. That's okay. I had things happening one behind the other. I have had my mom pass away. I was trying to help her for a season.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is sick
mm-hmm.
now, but that's another thing. But these things will pass away, and God will put you in the place. You got to keep pressing forward, not letting your
yeah.
circumstances weigh you down. Your circumstances shouldn't weigh you down. You need to seek the Lord and cry out to him. That's what I do whenever I'm somewhere that I shouldn't be. I'm like, Lord, help me because I can't do this in my strength. You got to help me. And then he'll give me scriptures when I'm reading the word, and I'm like, okay. He'll give me, he'll straighten me up and send me back out again. And so don't think it's strange. Yes, things are, people are not the way that they should be, but that's okay because he's going to use you to help them see. But how can he use you if you're going to be in the same boat they are? He wants to use you. And so you got to line up with his word. Spend time alone with him. Fill your inner man. Because there's darker days, and the more the darker the days, the more you have to fill yourself up.
Yeah, and I think that's where I was kind of floundering and wondering, was I going to gain back the strength and fervor on fire for the Lord?
Yes. But you just have to say, here I am, take me. Do this, Lord. He can't. He's a gentleman. Yeah. He's not going to do anything you don't allow him to do. He's a gentleman. He's not going to put things in your lap when you haven't, you know, allowed him. You know, you'll be stuck in the same place the next year and the next year and the next year. But you need to move and say, okay, Lord, show me what I need to do. Help me to move.
Yeah.
Help me to start doing what it is that you are. Connect me with people. As a matter of fact, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for Brooks. I pray, Father God, that you give her divine connections, good friends, godly family, a godly family, Father God, that will help her, that will help her, Father God, to come out of this place where she will be fed, where that season where she'll be helped by others and where she'll help others, Father God, a true family of God. I pray in Jesus' name, give her favor, give her divine connections, give her all that she needs, Father God. And Lord, bring healing to her heart. Bring healing, Father God, right there. You know all those places where they still hurt, Father God. They're still bleeding. We pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, where that you just bring the healing touch of Jesus. Touch her, Father God. Bring that healing right now in Jesus' name, in her mind, her will, and her emotions, Father God. Do an overhaul. In Jesus' name. Touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. That when she sleeps tonight, that Father God, she'll feel refreshed in the morning, eager to seek you and have a new start with you like she's never had before. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Do it for her, Father God. Do it like you did it for me, Father God. Do it like you're still doing it for me and how you're doing and moving in our lives, Father God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Well, thank you.
Amen.
I want to thank you for scripture from Ecclesiastes. I think that was Ecclesiastics. To everything there is a season. That was beautiful. That was, thank you. And I'd love to get your recipe for Puerto Rican stew sometime.
Yes. My kids love it. And my friends, when are you going to make some? And I'm like, hey, it's expensive. No, I made a bunch for Father's Day for my son-in-law, and they were like, thank you. They were out shopping, and they came right to the house, and they said, we're here. And I was like, oh, I left. Well, give me a minute. I'll turn around. I'll go come back. So, I mean, it's good. It's good, but it'll leave you sleepy later on.
There's enough to
you'll eat so much of it.
That's okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you. You've been a blessing.
God bless
thank
you,
you.
Brooke. I pray that
God will
do wonderful things in your life. Amen. I know it's possible because he's done it for me. Amen.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that there isn't challenges.
No.
Right?
He didn't say
God bless
it was
you,
going
dear.
To be an easy. Yeah, thank you. He never said it was going to be easy.
That's right. That's right. But with the Holy Spirit, it's an enjoyable ride. He's always doing something new.
Yeah.
So
true.
Be encouraged. Amen?
Thank you.
Amen.
I am. Thank you. Amen. Good night.
Okay. Good night. All right. Let's see. 251-342, your name and where you're from. 251-342. Okay. I'm going to put you on
back in the queue, and then I'll come back to you. 804-218. I'm going to. Hello? 804-218. Your name and where you're from? Hello? Okay. Since there's so many people, I'm just going to quickly move. 248-482, and I'll come back to you, to YouTube again. 240-482.
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Sorry, say that again.
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Oh, okay, Valerie from North Carolina. Oh, I love the people from North Carolina. Let me put you on mute and I'll come right back. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Valerie, Father God. I sense that, Father God, that there have been some things in her health, in the way that she's seen things, that you're changing. You're changing the way that she's thinking, Father God. You're renewing some things there. And I thank you, Father, because you're touching her health. Thank you, Lord, and her wealth. Thank you, Lord, for that. I thank you, Lord, for the mind that you give her, Father God, for even for business things. I ask you, Father God, that you increase that even more because she doesn't even realize that she has more of that within her. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, give her God ideas for business because she has it in her, Father. I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Bless her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Okay. Let me look for your number. Okay. Valerie, you there?
Yes.
All right. How are you? I think I've talked to you before.
Good. Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Yes.
It's been a while since I've talked to you, but yes, I have. Thank you.
So how are you?
Good. I wanted to let you know that, you know, so God is good. It's so interesting that you mentioned business because, you know, that's something that I've been praying about and planning, I mean, very seriously, you know, trying to find something that would enable me to have more flexibility in my schedule and, either work less hours or work from home totally just so I can spend more time with my kids. And so I've been, you know, I've really been thinking about, okay, well, what am I going to, you know, what kind of business can I do? So that's been kind of like, you know, the forefront of my mind recently. So, and I definitely have felt like it's exactly what you were saying, just kind of like, well, you know, I don't really feel like an entrepreneur. I don't really feel, you know. So I'm thankful to know that, you know, what the Lord has put within me.
Yeah, when you do launch out for that, don't totally leave your job, but just work on it because there's a lot of learning curves while you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I sense the Lord is showing me that you do know, you have it in you. You do have it in you. And so when you're doing it, allow God to help you to learn these things because there's a season to learn them. And then little by little, when you feel that it's time, and God will show you as you're praying to let go of that, those other things, and then he'll show you when to launch completely out in what he has you doing, okay? But first,
mm-hmm.
you know, you do it, you know, as a part-time thing in addition to what you're doing. And then once you
yeah.
have more, maybe you could go part-time on the other job and then part-time on this side, and then when you're totally comfortable with all you've learned, then you can let go of the other job. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And that way you move forward
yeah.
and it's safer because you have a family. And God will show
mm-hmm.
you. There's a lot of things. And sometimes he'll begin you in one thing and it may not be there that exactly. But see what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm.
Let God guide you
in it, and look for something that you like, not what everybody's doing, because when you do like what you're doing, it's not work. It's fun.
Yes.
So relate to whatever is fun for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, and sometimes God will show you that there's some things that are fun that you didn't know were fun for you. So talk to people that are doing whatever it is that you have your mind to do and get tips from them. Talk to them, listen
mm-hmm.
to them, and you can break down a lot of time through what other people have experienced. Seek the godly, not the ungodly, in everything you do.
Yes.
Seek the godly.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll give you the godly perspective of everything. Amen?
Amen.
And even in the university,
thank you so much.
Sometimes they have things. They have things in the universities that maybe might require you to take a little course here and there to help you with what you don't maybe know, and that'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? So,
amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Carmen.
You're welcome. So thank you, Father. I just pray, Father God, for those divine connections, Father God. Help her, Father God. Lord, guide her, Father God, in everything she goes to do. I thank you, Father God, for that business. I pray, Father God, that you enlighten her in whatever she goes to do, Father God, that it be you, that you show her, that you guide her so she doesn't waste time, Father God, because she has a family to take care of, and I pray that you cover them and protect them and cover their health and her health too, Lord, in Jesus'
Thank
name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, sister. Thank you.
Okay, God bless. All right. Okay, the next call, let me go back to the other ones that didn't answer. 251-342, your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Latrice from Alabama, Carmen.
Oh, Miss Latrice. You know what? I was thinking yeah. about you the other day. Every time I hear your voice, it's like hearing a family, like an aunt. You know, when you go to your aunt's house. And that's how I feel when I hear your voice.
Oh, God.
You're like a godly aunt that she's visiting.
Oh,
how
God.
Are you? Well, let me put you on mute, and then I'll
okay.
get back to you, okay? All right. Thank you, Father, for Sister Latrice, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for that family spirit that she has in her, Father God. I just pray that, Lord, that you touch her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know what this is about, but I see you next to a bed. Like you're next to a bed. I don't know, next to, I think maybe there's somebody in that bed, but you're next to the bed, and you're encouraging that person somehow. I see that bed like it's a well-groomed bed, and you're next to it. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because Sister Latrice is bringing comfort to that person next to the bed and that's in the bed, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the comfort that she brings wherever she goes. Thank you for the family in her, the godly family in her, that she treats others, those that are godly, Father God, that she treats them like family. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in her life. We need more people like her, Father. We need more people with that spirit, the spirit of family in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for putting the comforter in her to comfort others in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. All right, let me look for your number. All right, thank you, Lord. Hi, Sister Latrice. How are you?
It is well. How are you?
Good, good.
Oh, God.
You have a testimony or something you want to say?
I don't know. Could be something pertaining to nursing, preferably. the doctor.
Are you having
good all the time?
Are you doing nursing?
Well, I'm in school. I'm believing God to come out soon, and I do doing clinicals now again. So that may be what it is. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yes, ma'am.
So what better to be a nurse that's a godly nurse?
Amen.
That's awesome.
Amen.
And you are the perfect person because you have that spirit about you.
I believe it. I believe it. I'm packing miracle signs and wonders on God's behalf.
Do tell.
Yes. It's awesome.
Come on, give us some testimonies. Now you're really making me curious.
I don't know, but I've been doing them. I've seen a young lady with withered hands, it opened up. She had I don't know if it was a stroke or an accident, but she had a withered left hand and a left leg. And she asked me to pray. And I believe, God, that her hand, that her limbs would open up and correct themselves. And I went in and her fingers started peeling up. And it was awesome to...
wow.
So
no
that
wonder.
Was a, that was a, at a nursing home, so... I was ecstatic, and I have been back to visit and all of that stuff. That was most exciting.
I bet, just listening to it.
I was, some of them are in rural areas, so they're not, like one of them is maybe 39 or 49 bed facility, and the man of God told me that as I walk up and down the halls, that I pray and believe God that everybody in there will be saved, delivered, and set free, and the people what happened to them, because they were going to start getting discharged and things.
You're going to lose customers.
And there were maybe like 16 or 18, I think, I want to say it was 16 people that were hospitalized at that time. And we went back and there were only 2 people in there.
What? You know, I
so
did nursing assistant years ago. I know what you're talking about.
It is unbelievable the things that, it's the little things that he'll say and do and whisper, and he's just working things out, and it's all working for my good.
So that makes sense, what I saw.
It encourages me a lot.
I saw that bed. It was like a white bed, a nicely made bed, and you were next to that person. You were next to that person. What I saw was you dressed in white. I don't know if that's your uniform, but to me, in the past years...
I have a white coat and a white top trimmed in blue, but the pants are cobalt blue, but the top and the jacket or white.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I saw white. And even the bed was like white too. What I saw in my mind. Wow.
Then I got to witness to a lady. She's a Christian. And passing meds one day, And I would go in and talk. She's very well groomed. And I was talking to her one day, and she hasn't gotten out of the bed. She won't get up. She can get up, but she chooses not to get up. And I was telling her, she told me because of COVID, like the majority, most of her family was killed, or I won't say killed, they have died. And she's reducing herself. She wants to die. But I told her that God left her there for a reason, and she has a work to do, even in the nursing home, that she has to get up and get out of the bed and accomplish that task, because her wanting to die is not going to happen, that God has too much in her to just let her die like that. And this lady shouted,
do you know?
So excited.
I've heard you over the years, and I don't think I've heard you so excited as I'm listening to you now. You are in the right place at the right time. Your voice sounds so different. I've heard you before, you know, talking about work and things like that, but never like this. It's like you're having a ball.
I am, because I'm going to different locations, but it's like everywhere I go, something happens, and I'm like, God, you're just bad to the bone.
I can hear it in your voice. It's giving you energy. It's giving you, you've changed. You've changed so much because you're in the right place at the right time where God wants you. See the difference, people? When you're in God's will, where you're doing what God says, even though other people may say, no, 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 look what happens. When you love doing what you're doing, there's this joy that even gives you an energy to keep on moving, right? So I'm sensing that from you, and you're in the right place, Sister Latrice.
It is exciting for me.
Yep, amen.
We witness all day, every day, and of course I'm doing the work, but that's the part that I look forward to, going in with patient interaction. And some of them are just waiting to hear a word. They are thirsty for the word, and it's just awesome.
You were made for this. Yes. Wow. I'm excited. I'm excited for you.
The time of this.
You're in the right place. You're in the right place. So I pray, Father God, that you increase that in her, that you would just give her words that come from you, Father God, to these people that she's talking to, that she's taking care of, Father God. I pray that you touch her hand, that you anoint her hands, increase that, the power of healing in her hands, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that even in her own body, Father God, that you give her healing in those areas in her life that might be holding her back. I pray you touch her spine, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray you touch her feet in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for putting her in the right place at the right time to touch those people, Father God. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in her life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Thank you.
God bless you. I'm glad you called. Well, you have a blessed week. You keep on speaking of the Lord and bringing healing. All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. That's awesome.
Oh, I love that. I love to hear about things like that. Let me try this other number, 804-218, your name and where you're from. 804-218. Okay, nobody's talking, so I'll come back to that one later. All right. Let's see. Did I do that one? Okay. 731-334, your name and where you're from. 731-334. Unmute yourself. We'll go back to that one later. I don't want to lose time here because we have a lot of callers. Let me jot this one. Okay. Give me 1 minute so I can put them in order because sometimes people come out and then they come in because either they're dropped, and I know that's not under my control, but... All right, 912-398, your name and where you're from. 912-398. Hello, I heard something.
Hello.
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 And where you're from?
Paulette Savannah.
Yes. Say that again, honey.
Paulette, Georgia.
Paulette? Georgia. Okay.
Yes.
Let me put you on mute and then I'll be right back. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for Paulette. I thank you, Father God, for the things you're doing, Father God. I just sense that you've gone through something, but God is here. God is here. He's going to help you. And thank you, Father, that the times that you've suffered, God's going to turn it around for your good. But you have to be in agreement with him and not look at these bad things that have happened and keep your eyes on those things. It's almost like what I told somebody earlier. We can't look back. We got to look forward. And so you certainly have had your share of hardships. But God is saying, here I am. Come to me, all those who are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. So he wants to give you rest, Paulette, and he wants to do great and mighty things in your life. Just give it to him. He's here for you.
To her. Thank you, Lord.
Are you there, Paulette?
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Georgia,
I'm doing good. Yes.
I have a friend from Georgia, and I love her a lot. She's dear to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember her Georgia accent. She didn't like it. She was always trying to change her accent. And I'm like, well, that's one of the things I love about you, so why are you going to change that? She had this cute accent from the people in Georgia. So... what's going on? You have a word, a testimony?
No, not really.
Okay.
Just calling. I wanted to listen and, you know, and pretty much
right.
Prayer. And that was it.
Okay. Is there anything particular you want us to target?
No, not really.
Okay, unspoken?
Yes.
Okay, we can do that. I've done a lot of unspoken prayers, and they've come to pass. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift up Paulette. Lord, you know what her unspoken prayer is, Father God. You know what she needs. She doesn't even have to say it out loud, but, Lord, we just lift it up to you, and we ask you, Father God, to help her, that whether it's financial issues, relational issues, health issues, Lord, we just pray you cover it all in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to give her the strength and the energy, Father God, that she needs in her life, in her health, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, that even the transportation, Father God, that you just help arrange that for her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for that. I pray that you allow her to connect with the right people, Father God, people that will pour the life of Jesus into her life, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life, Father, how you're stirring her, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in her mind right now. I thank you, Father, I bind the enemy from operating in those thoughts right now. In Jesus' name, I plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus in her emotions too, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bring the healing touch into her emotions, Father God. Let her feel your love. Let her sense your love. Let her sense you loving her, Father God, right now. That she feels that warm oil coming on her head to the bottom of her feet in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Touch her inner man, Father God. Touch her inner man. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Anything else on that?
That is all. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I sense you've been through some rough times. So the Lord is with you. He's going to help you. Keep listening in, and you're going to notice that your spirit man is going to be changing more and more. And as you spend time with him, you're going to see a difference. You're going to see a difference in you. But come on every night. We have always someone on PGN. Monday through Thursday, we have the founder, Prophet Randy. And he gives a word, and then he prays for us also. So in each show, people pray for you. So come on and come back on Saturdays. That's when I come back. And I'll pray for you again, and we can talk, whatever you need to talk about, okay?
I appreciate it.
You have a blessed week.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Who did I miss? All right. 731-334, your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Ashley from Wisconsin.
Hey, hello. Ms. Ashley. Hi.
Hi.
Let me put you on mute, and I'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
Father God, I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for the preparation. Preparation for education. Preparation for education. I thank you, Father God, for what you are going to educate her with. I don't know if that's... I just see you in front with books, writing things. I don't know if it's God educating you or if it's a real education, but I just see you being educated, like you're being taught something and you have a book in front of you and you're writing. So I thank you for the preparation, for that education. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, I just thank you, Father God. I pray that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you surround her with godly friends. Godly people that would put into her and not take away from her in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. I thank you, Father God, for those that are around her that love her, Father God. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you use this young lady mightily for your glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. You're putting many things in her heart. I don't know what it is. It might be the Lord educating you in something. I'm not sure what that is, but thank you, Father, for what you're doing in Jesus' name. Education. All right. We'll find out. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hey, Ashley, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Yes.
Yes.
God bless you.
You. God bless you, too. I love you, Carmen.
You're
awesome. Yeah, I feel like I am being prepared right now. Like, I feel like I'm in a season of life where I'm being prepared just for the things he has for me in the future. And I just think I see a little bit of that playing out now. So I don't know. I have a lot of things going on right now, but one of the things I'm doing is I'm doing volunteer work. So I am going to be a court-appointed special advocate. I've called in and talked. I might have talked to you about it. I'm not sure, but I've called in a couple times and mentioned it. So I'm working with children that are, like, in the foster system. And, yeah, I just feel like God's really
putting it in my heart,
especially to work with children.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm kind of being prepared for that now. And I also have a job that I'm going to be starting in August, working with kids in within the school. I'm going to be going to a school and working with them one-on-one. So I just feel like there's a lot of things that
That might be it. That might be what I was seeing, that you're being prepared for education. That has to do with school.
Yes. And I'm actually going through school right now, so I'm taking college all online, but I'm finishing my last year to a year and a half. I have, around a year and a half left of school, so I'm going for elementary education to be a teacher. And I also, interesting that you said that, because I haven't gotten any words before, like in the past about education, but just a couple weeks ago, I believe I called into LaShawn, and she mentioned something about education and maybe me feeling like I wanted to get a higher degree or to go back to education. And it's something that I've thought about adding on to my education once I've graduated. So there's something there to do with education.
Wow. Well, I don't get to be on this other shows because, you know, I have to get up so early, so I can't really listen. Sometimes I can't even listen to Prophet Randy's. I'm like half asleep. But yeah, that sounds like confirmation. God is getting you prepared with education for the future. Definitely, it sounds like all the things that you have wanted to do, the desires of your heart are coming to pass. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And who better than you? And teacher, wow. My sister's a teacher. She started off as a teacher. She taught all ages, even in high school, and then she became a librarian. So God took her from one thing to the other So there's going to be a journey here. So he's gonna bless you. Stay on it. Stay on course. But don't forget God. Always put God first, okay?
Yeah.
Always put God first, because that's where a lot of people mess up. They put other things first, and then they forget about God, and then they wonder why things are not working. So always seek God first in all you do. Amen? Wow.
Amen, yeah. Definitely. Thank you. I'm just really excited because I know he's gonna open a lot of doors, because he's already opened doors for me. And I just think it's really amazing how he works and how he connects you to people. So, yeah, I'm really excited because I feel like I'm in a place right now in my life where I get to kind of walk out in some of the things he has for me already and be connected with people that he wants me to be connected with. But I also know it's still preparation for the future for other things that he would have for me. So I'm really excited, and this was really encouraging having you pray over me tonight. Thank you.
You know, as I'm talking to you, I kind of saw you around other people, and I feel like the Lord is going to use you to minister to others while you're going through that training. I sense that the Lord is going to use you. I saw you standing before other people. I think they're mainly girls, young ladies, what I saw. And so he's going to use you to minister to them. Yeah. Is what I see.
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing.
Well, that's,
amen. So
that's interesting.
Be prepared for what he has for you and what he wants you to say. Sometimes we don't know what we're going to say until we are in that situation and God fills our mouth. Okay? Don't get worried.
Absolutely.
And don't think, what am I going to tell these people? God will tell you at that time. It'll come. The Holy Spirit will show you. Amen?
Amen, yes.
Well, I'm proud of you. I feel like a proud auntie.
Thank you.
Well, you do great, and make us proud, and make Jesus proud, okay?
Although he's already proud of you. He's already. Uh-huh. You can't do no more. He's already proud of you. Amen. All right, girl. Is there anything else you would like us to pray about, or you want to give a testimony? Anything else?
No other prayers. I know you probably have other people waiting, but God is just so good, and I'm sure I'll call back again with testimonies for you guys.
Yes, give us the testimony.
Perfect. Yes, I definitely
will.
Yes,
I love hearing about them.
Yes.
Because it also encourages somebody else. So keep that in mind. Call us and let us know, or if we need to pray about something else, we're here for you, okay?
Okay, thank you, Carmen.
All right, God bless you, dear. All right, that was Ashley. All right, let's see, who else do I have here? Let me go back to that other number. 804-218, your name and where you're from. Hello? They might be having phone issues. Okay, let me see. I have to keep track on these numbers. Some come back on, some get booted out, some by mistake. Okay. Okay, 731-334, did I get you? 731. Hello? I think there's something maybe wrong with the phone, maybe? All right, I'll get. I hear sometimes they're in La La Land. Okay, let me do this one. 908-305, your name and where you're from.
This is Caroline from New Jersey. Hi, Carmen.
Hey, how are you? God bless you, girl. All right, you know the deal. Let me put you on mute, and then I'll come right back on. Hold on. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Caroline, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus for, hello? Thank you, Lord, for the persistence. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her, Father God, that she's not taking it. She is being persistent. That's what I hear, persistent, that you're not going to. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. She is persistent, and because of her persistence, she will have what she's after, because you're putting that in her, Father God. And you're going to help her to achieve what it is that you want her to achieve. Thank you, Lord, for whatever it is that she's being persistent of, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are the one that's putting it in her heart. You're the one that's putting that persistence that she didn't have before, in Jesus' name. Father God, stir her heart, Father God, even more, and give her words of encouragement for those around her, Father God. For some reason, I see people that need that encouragement. And there's something about that's stirring some things in you that God is going to use you to minister to them. Maybe not in the same ways that you've normally ministered. It may be in a different way. So I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Well, I think the person that was in the other call came on, but I'll call them back. I'll get them on. All right. Caroline, you there?
Oh, yes, hi.
Hi. So persistence. There must be something going on now, or maybe that's in the future. What is going on?
Well, of course, I mentioned to you I am a counselor.
Christian. Can you get closer to the phone, because I want to hear every word you're saying?
Oh, sure. Christian.
There you go.
Christian counselor, encouragement, and the Lord has me to do that. So I'm going to be looking for a job for that, as well as the music and the book and all that stuff, which is encouraging people. So, and yeah, I have a lot of people with mental health issues that call me all the time for encouragement constantly. So, yeah.
You know what came to my mind right now? Have you ever thought of there's a word for it, opening your own practice and doing online coaching?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what I'm thinking about, online coaching and counseling. Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Ha-ha.
That's exactly what the Lord
said,
online coaching. Yeah, online coaching and counseling, yeah, and advocacy. For people, advocacy.
Wow.
Helping with mental health.
So you can
issues.
Set that up. You have the license, right?
Yeah, I have a license in social work. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I wanted to share.
No, but I mean, you know, things. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a license in social work, yeah. And everybody's like, what are you waiting for? So the Lord is just preparing my heart. So I'm really excited about it. I'm, like, so focused on what he wants me to do. So it's pretty cool. And
awesome.
I will also wanted to share one thing that next Saturday my niece is getting married. Dana,
oh, nice.
And Keith, continue to pray for them and my godchild and my goddaughter, my godchild. Yeah, and she always says Aunt Carol, which is true. Through her whole life, she always says Aunt Carol. She talks to me about spiritual things, so she said, Aunt Carol, you've always been there for me spiritually, and she always asked me about the Lord. And she, I think I mentioned this to you, we went to a Joyce Myers before the COVID happened, and Joyce Myers, who lived in New Jersey, was in Pennsylvania, and she, that's when she came to know the Lord, her and my niece Nicole, both of them, and my nephew Brian is out. Who prayed for him? Somebody prayed for him, and he's out there in North Dakota. And he's a meteorologist, and he's on an ABC affiliate right now. And pray for him.
Wow.
That's Jesus. So he's going to be a newscaster, broadcaster, and he just started there. He's 23 years old. They hired him, and God bless him. You're going to see him on the news. Well, check out ABC News in North Dakota, and he's the broadcaster.
North
Dakota. Yeah, is that cool?
Wow.
Yeah, Brian
thank
Barrett.
You, Lord.
Yeah, and somebody prayed for, I don't know who I called then, and they prayed for him. They said he's going to be doing something mighty for the Lord and touching many people's lives. Hallelujah. And my niece, too, both of them, I love them all, so that's cool. And I wanted to tell you a praise report today.
Mm-hmm.
May I share that with you?
Okay. Yes,
okay.
Go ahead.
I was praying with, like, I went to the Global Day of, by the way, pray for me on Tuesday because I'm going to be singing for Jesus on Tuesday, and I'm going to be singing at the wedding. So just pray that it doesn't get
changed. Oh, nice.
Anyway, I met a friend, a sister in the Lord at the Global Day of Prayer, which I think I mentioned to you. We were praying for the tri-state area, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and around the country for people to come to know Jesus.
Uh-huh.
It was beautiful in Newark. It was an event that happened maybe 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I was just going to mention that there was a woman I met there. Her name is Carmen, and she's from from New York, and she has a prophetic prophetic gift, and we're keeping in contact, and we're going to be praying and maybe going over to the United Nations and praying over there at one point. So just pray for
that.
Wow. But anyways, we're praying, and I said I was looking for my cat, and I couldn't find my cat, and I looked outside inside, and I'm like, where is that cat? And I was like, oh my gosh, my cat I've had for 10 and a half years. And I was like, Lord, where is the cat? And I couldn't find the cat from anywhere. And Carmen called me, and we prayed. And then I said, I really need to find my cat. And you know what she said? She said, she has a gift of prophecy and healing. And she said, I'm afraid your cat is going to be, watch, in the name of Jesus, your cat is going to, he's going to be able to, okay, he'll be showing up shortly. And you know what? After I prayed that prayer with her, my cat showed up.
Aww.
Is that wild?
I know how animals are.
They're like our babies.
I know, but isn't that
That's
wild?
Awesome.
After we prayed, the cat showed up. Now, I don't know where my cat was in the house. He was hiding somewhere in the house. I looked outside, and he was, you know, I couldn't find him for about, like, an hour. And I'm like, I said, I hope he's all right. Outside and inside, he was nowhere to be found. You know, cats hide. But after we prayed that prayer, this cat appeared. I still don't know where he hid. Isn't that wild?
Animals are like little kids.
Yeah, but that has got to be the Lord. Isn't that wild?
Yes. Oh, I'm glad you have a friend named Carmen. Well, God bless her.
No, but
thank
I'm saying she
Lord.
Said she has the gift of healing. She said she goes out and she prays for people. She said her prayers. I'm like, wow. I said, I need to hook up with her because she's got the for the gift like you. Her name's Carmen. Maybe she'll call in one time. I don't know if she stays up late.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I'm sensing that you're looking at the gifts that everybody has, but you have gifts too. You have awesome
yeah.
gifts too. He's put a lot of things in you, and that's awesome too.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome
no,
too.
But I don't know. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you have those gifts, but I just, you know, we're supposed to be humble people. I'm not going to go around talking.
I know. So you're finally going to sing. Oh, well, let
no,
me pray
yeah,
about all
I've
that.
Been...
About... Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, I don't mean to interrupt, but, yeah, he's finally, I'm not listening to what everybody else tells me. I'm listening to what Jesus told me, and he's been confirming
mm-hmm.
to me that God has just opening the beginning of blessings, and sometimes we're stuck for a while, but I'm not stuck anymore, and I'm just thankful to the
no.
Lord on that one.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. That I love all the things you've mentioned, and I want to pray about it now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up Caroline's nephew, Brian. He started that new job, Father God. I pray, Father God, that as people see him, Father God, that even in his private life, that you would use him mightily, Father God, to do not only for the news, but Father God, to touch other people's lives, because you're putting him in the spotlight for a reason, and the reason is for Jesus. And so I pray, Father God, that you touch him, Father God, and help him, guide him, and touch his mind, and keep him strong, and use him as an example to other people, of other young men like him, what it is to walk with Jesus. And Lord, I pray for the niece's wedding, Father God. I pray that wedding is beautiful, Father God, that it'd be an awesome atmosphere, that your presence be sensed in that place. I pray that Caroline will have the best time, Father, that she will enjoy herself, and that she would enjoy each family member, Father God, that just like you did, Jesus, that you had yourself a good time in the wedding. And so I pray that you allow her to see what it is to have a good time in the wedding, Lord. And so for the other niece, Father God, the one that got born again, Lord, I just pray that you surround her with godly people, people that will mentor her and help her to grow in the things of the Lord. And I thank you for her, Lord. I ask you for her protection, that you would keep her, especially in these days, Father God, where there's so many things that are going on, pulling the youth to doing this and doing that. But I pray that you would just surround her with godly people, young people that are godly and strong. And I thank you for her in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray for Caroline's Tuesday prayer meeting where she's going to sing. I pray, Father God, that you touch her with an amazing anointing, that when she starts singing, that those that are around that need to hear what she's singing, Father God, will be touched in their inner man, Father God, that you would just use her in an exceptional way like never before in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for that. Let it happen, Father. And, Lord, I pray for that prayer meeting that she has. Lord, let that prayer meeting, Father God, be powerful, that you will move in such a way, Father God, that when they go in front of the United Nations, Father God, that it'll be so powerful that it'll dismantle the works of darkness. And I pray that you cover them and protect them as they do that, Father God,
that those works of darkness may be dismantled through their prayers. I pray that you would have other people also joining in on that prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for these different things that you're having her go through. And, Lord, I pray that you give her creative ideas for this new business, Father God, where she's going to be able to minister to other people and have it as her livelihood. Lord, help her, Father God, to get it all orchestrated, Father God, and bless her, Father, in that avenue in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we just pray for her cat, that you would continue giving her cat help. Father God, you know these little animals, as they get older, they get weaker. But, Lord, we just pray that you just give her an extended life. Give her more lives, Father God, the cat more lives. And, Lord, bring healing to her. And bless her friend, Carmen, Father God. Let there be a beautiful relationship between them, Father God, where they grow together for your glory in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father God, for all these things that are happening in Caroline's life. Thank you for that fullness that is happening in her life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because she's not stuck. She's moving forward. She's persistent. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, and we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. Thank you, Lord. I am so happy for her, Lord. Just bless her, bless her, bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
I also want to pray for, like, my soulmate. I'm starting to pray, like, I have another friend that I'm starting to pray for, a godly mate, godly husband. So I continue to pray about that. If you could leave that in your prayers, I'd appreciate that. My financial, every area of my life, God has been opening doors. So I just pray that God opens that door as well.
Amen. Oh, Father God, you see the heart's desire for a mate. We ask you, Father God, that you allow her to be prepared for that mate, and that you prepare the mate that's for her, Father God. And as she's moving and serving you, Father God, that, Lord, that you give her eyes to see where he is and let him see where she is, Father God, so that when they come together, Father God, they will do more for your glory in the name of Jesus. And, Father, financially, Father God, continue blessing her, Father God, with her finances. Lord, I pray that, Father God, that miraculously the finances that she has will stretch like they've never stretched before, that she's able to do things. And when she looks at her bank account, she'll say, wait a minute. I didn't have all that. Why do I still have money? What? And it'll be all God. God will be stretching out her finances. I thank you, Father God, for that. In the name of Jesus, thank you for blessing her finances, protecting her every need in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Wow, Caroline, you have got a lot of things going on.
I know. God is great. He's been just blessing me, really just giving me that peace. And he is amazing. God is amazing. And I continue to pray for my sister, who's, of course, her daughter's getting married, and she's very, very overwhelmed. I continue to pray for them to just calm down, you know. My niece is overwhelmed.
They will. When the wedding day comes and they go to the reception, that's what happened to my sister. And then it was like, everything is done. And they were able to enjoy themselves. And it was fun. It was fun. I love weddings.
Okay.
I love weddings. I didn't used to like them. Now I do.
What's that again?
Go ahead. I didn't used to like weddings, and now I do.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I love them. Yeah. So have fun. Get all dressed up and have fun and buy comfortable shoes so you can dance.
I love to dance. Oh, yeah, dance and sing. Oh, my gosh, I love it. We have a lot of fun. It's great. Yeah, God wants us to be, but have fun. He wants us to have fun. We should be joyful. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And I heard something on Focus on the Family. You've heard of Focus on the Family, John Dobson?
Mm-hmm.
Dobson? Well, anyway, I heard this on one of the stations. He said, and I kind of tried this, he said that there's a 60-60. In other words, there's some sort of a book called 60-60 where you pray for 60 days for God to surrender everything to Jesus for 60 days. And he said his whole life changed, and this man made this book a while ago. And for 60 days he did that. He prayed every day for 60 days, but every 60 minutes he stopped and said, Lord, what do you want me to do next? How do you want to use my life? So he said he consciously made a decision to do that, and he said his whole life changed. And then, of course, he has a ministry now. It's been going on for many years with this 60-60. So I'm going to try that. I am challenged to do 60 days of prayer every 60 minutes, stopping and asking God, what do you want me to do next? And ask for and surrender everything to the Lord. And it's really pretty amazing. I can't remember the name of the book, but it was on a doctor on Focus on the Family this week.
James Stopkins.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been around for a long time. I think they've changed leaders, too, because he retired or something. But he's doing other things, too. I don't get to hear them. They're from Colorado. I have friends in Colorado. Yeah, they do amazing things over there. Wow, but it sounds like you're doing amazing things, too. Your life is very active. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, actually, it's changed because I was stuck. I keep saying I was stuck in, and I went to Stephen Ministries. I don't know if you've heard of it, Stephen Ministries, Celebrate Recovery, and the Lord had to heal me of some rejection that I had for many years, thinking I wasn't good enough, and I was, and I'm being lied to from Satan. And the Lord's like, nope, you ain't living that way anymore. So he had me stuck with COVID and all that other stuff. I didn't have COVID, but he had me that thinking, and the Lord's like, no, you can't think that way. And he's freed me of that. I'm grateful, believe me. I feel like myself again, even better. Yep.
That's good. Praise God for that. Well, you have a blessed week, and you continue with what you're doing. And call us back next week with more adventures from Caroline in New Jersey.
I'll be at that wedding. Keep me in your prayers.
When is it?
Next Saturday at 2:00. 2:00, of course, I'll be sleeping over, and we'll be spending time with the family and friends, and it's going to be great. So I'm sleeping over, and we're having breakfast in the morning with family, and it's going to be a beautiful time.
Yes, it is. Sounds like it.
Then I have a new nephew named Keith. So pray for him. Pray for their marriage.
Yes,
I'm praying for the marriage that they all come to. It's a Christian marriage that they come to know Jesus, the whole family, just everybody just comes to.
Yeah.
Have Jesus as a Savior.
Right? Well, you come back and let us know how everything went, okay?
Yeah, and Fafifa the cat says hello, too. He says hi. He's a tuxedo cat. He's ready for the wedding because guess what? You know the tuxedo cats always have tuxedo on.
All right. Well, have fun. Be blessed. And call us and let us know what you've done.
The Christian people should be the happiest, really, because the joy of the Lord should be our strength. It really should be. So, there you go.
It is. And you're walking in that. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All right. Well, good evening.
God bless you. Thank you for me.
Bye-bye. All right. 804218. This is the person that I keep trying to get, but I think I heard them. 804218.
Hey, I fell asleep, girl. I heard the music and I think I was it. Sandy.
All right. Well, let me put you on mute. I'll be back. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Sister Angie, Father God, for that laughter, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that Holy Ghost laughter that you give her, Father God, that's so contagious. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. I see you being in front of this person, and I see you giving them, like, it's like fruit and food and things like that, like you're sharing something with them. and I see that person really liking what you have on your plate that you're giving them, I feel like this is the season for that, that that what you're offering, the things that you're allowing God to use you in to share are going to be things that people are going to say, yeah, I'll take that. That sounds good. I want that. They're going to be saying yes, Miss Angie. And so I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Father God, in that move in her life, Father God, that stirring different things in her life, doing things differently, Father God, in ways that she hadn't done before, Father God. I thank you, Lord, because that's she's hearing you clearly. She's hearing you clearly. And because she's hearing you clearly, she's doing it, things your way. Thank you, Lord. I just see you like, you know, I see you like you have that big bowl of fruit like Carmen Miranda, and you're just, thank you, Lord. You're sharing, and it's so appetizing. It looks so good that people are saying, yes, I want that. I want that. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. I thank you for that joy in her life. I praise you, Lord, for her. Use her mightily in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Miss Angie.
Amen.
All right, she's coming.
Amen.
Out. Amen. What are you doing, Miss Angie?
Well, I just got back from North Carolina with my mom. We had a cousin in the past, which would make it her niece. And we went down to the funeral, and we gathered with the family, and it was a very modest service, but, you know, it was a good time for family to get together and reaffirm the love that even though we're distant and relative, that we came together and celebrated life of someone who shared all the way to the end.
I know it's rough sometimes, but you know what? I've learned to see those times in a different way, because I had a grandmother that she was funny. She was like you. She was funny. Her personality was like you. And she would go to the funeral, and they would gather around, and they would have, you know, the little things to eat. And when grandma would go to the funeral, it wouldn't be a funeral, because she would be making everybody crack up. And so it would just liven the spirits up. And she was like that. She was like that all the time. And she loved going to funerals because she livened the ones that were alive. Forget about that. That's the way. She always, you know, was cracking up. And I was like, oh, my God. My grandmother, she was something. I loved my grandmother so much. She was a special lady, and she was like that. She loved going to church, and, you know, she made things fun, you know, and she loved relationships. She loved people, and so that I see that in you. You love people, and you love that time that you spend with others, and I sense that God is going to do more in you, and I don't know, but I just sense that there is something about you that God is still going to use in a mighty way. And but there's something there that you can't go by the old ways of doing things. I just can't get that out of my mind. He's doing something new, something fresh. And you need to get on board with that, because you're going to see such big results, Miss Angie. You know, I see you like an evangelist, you know, telling other people about Jesus. That's what I'm sensing in my spirit. I sense that in my spirit. So I don't know if that's what you've been called to or what, but I sense that, you know, the best is yet to come. But be in agreement with him, okay? Be in agreement with him so that he can do this, because he needs you to get on board, you know, in his way. And so the things that are out here that will be done the same, they won't work.
You're breaking up.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, I hear you.
You were breaking up towards the end. I didn't hear the end.
Okay. I'm sorry. All right. So God's going to use you. Stay on board with what God says. And you're going to, God's going to, the best is yet to come. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anything you want prayer for? You want
no, I just,
testimony?
I call, huh?
Testimony?
Well, yeah, I helped a young fellow this week and this young girl and shared, and I was able to help him get a job at a camp for children. So he texted me back and said, thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know,
who
he
are
let
they?
Me lay hands. Huh?
How do you meet them? Who are they?
Maxwell, they live in my little back house. I have a little back house behind my main house. It's a garage converted into a little suite. Has a little suite in it.
And how do you meet?
Well, they wanted to rent that, and that's how I met them. But I've been witnessing to them off and on for a while.
Oh, okay.
And finally, you know, when I come in, I would drive back there and give them a little tidbit of Jesus, you know, like a little bite. Here, a little bite there. Now they're out in the driveway waiting for me to come up to have a full meal. So.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's the picture.
So
he even let me lay hands
on him and pray.
Oh, Father God, just increase that in her in Jesus' name. Use her more with more people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because I sense that your latter days are going to be greater than your former days. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, you're in the a good position now because you can spend time with the Lord and then just minister freely. And so thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's going to do some great things with you. Has anybody ever told you you're like an evangelist?
All my life. I said,
really?
Yeah, when I was a little girl, I went out with my uncle, and I even went into the town's bar and sat on the stool and talked to the bar owner, asked him why he wanted to go to hell.
As a girl?
As a young girl, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy, you were bold.
and lots of people had witnessed to him, but he accepted Jesus.
Really?
Yeah. His son was going off to college to a Christian college, and he was giving him a hard time about it. And he was a friend of my uncle's. So when we went in there and I heard them talking, all of a sudden I just blurted out, why you want to go to hell? They thought it was the funniest thing. Said she just sat up on top of that bar stool and started talking to that man.
Now that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Wow.
And the way I said it or whatever came out, it hit that man, I guess, like a fiery dart, because he accepted Jesus and was, instead of being aggravated with his son going to seminary, he was rejoicing by the time the son went to seminary. So instead of persecuting him, he was supporting him.
Wow.
That's how that.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that funny, though? All them church folks went up, all them church folks going there, and they give him tracts and talk to him and everything, and just make it matter and matter. This little old girl goes in there and sits down on the bar stool, looks him dead eye. I was about probably about 6 years old, seven, maybe.
What?
Yeah, I went into the town bar and asked the guy if why he wanted to go to hell. he didn't want to go to hell.
You know, I've known little girls. I knew a little girl. We had a lady pass away, and I lived in Germany, and there was a strange lady that came into our church, and that lady came with ill intention. She was into witchcraft, and we would meet at each other's houses for Bible studies, right? And it so happened it belonged to another sister that night. And so this lady that was into witchcraft, she comes, picks me up. And when I go in her car, I could smell something. And I just smell, whatever the smell was, I just smelled witchcraft. And so.
Right.
I wanted to get out of her car so bad, so I went and we went to the sister's house, and I was supposed to give a word or something, so I did, and as soon as I did, I left because I was so uneasy. I didn't know what I was sensing. I was a young believer. I didn't know what I was sensing. So then later, I told my pastor about it, and I said, this lady, I think she's into witchcraft. She goes, uh-huh. I didn't know a lot of the things that were going on. You know, it was between the leaders. So, turns out the pastor ends up in the hospital for no apparent reason. They couldn't find out what she had, what the problem was. And I was in the hospital at the same time because I was giving birth to my youngest son at that time. So this was a long time ago. And so they tell me that she was in the hospital. So the daughter of this one sister, she goes in, and the sister is named Carmen too. The little girl goes in, they're all praying for her, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. But the pastor heard the Lord tell her, you're going to leave the hospital today. So she knew in her heart that she was leaving that day. But nothing was happening. She was feeling bad. So this little girl, she was about 5 years old, she goes in between the adults and then goes, in the name of Jesus, the Lord says you're going to leave the hospital today and be healed. And do you know that lady pastor got healed? And she left that day, the hospital. She left the hospital on that day. This 5-year-old, she was always jumping around everywhere. She was jumping around everywhere. But the Spirit of the Lord touched her, and she went and prophesied and told the pastor.
There you go. And you can't put an age on them.
Uh-huh. And so she kept jumping around and and they, you know, she was like something, that little girl. She was funny. Her mother was a strong believer. The dad, not so much. We would have issues with him. I remember him coming in one day, and I don't know, he must have had a fight or something. I saw the eyes of the devil in his eyes. I mean, I saw it. I saw it manifest in him. And I'm looking at the pastor, the lady pastor, and I'm like trying to give her the eye, like, there's something wrong here. I just saw something. And she was like, she nodded like, I know, I know. So he got delivered that night. He got delivered that night.
Wow, glory.
Yeah. So, yep, exactly. But see, that was the daddy of this little 5-year-old. So, I mean, God has strange ways, but it's him. It's all him. So praise the Lord. Well, thank you, Miss Angie. Is there anything else you'd like to pray about?
No, I was just, you know, it was Carmen's night, and I was gonna sit and listen, and I've been asleep for 2 hours, I think. I heard the beginning music, and I go, oh, she's going to play some music. So I just laid there, and I closed my eyes. I was listening, and before you know it, I was gone. I don't know what happened.
La La Land. Well, that's okay. That's fine. Anyway. All right, Ms. Angie. Let me move on.
All right. Thank you.
Well, God bless you. Have a beautiful. Bye-bye.
All right, that was Miss Angie. All right, let me see. Okay, 590, your name and where you're from. 334-590, are you there? Hello, unmute yourself, maybe.
Hello.
Hello? Yes, your name and where you're from?
It's Jayla.
Jayla, all right. All right, Jayla, give me a minute. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Jayla, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jayla, I see you hopping and hipping and just, you know, rejoicing in the name of Jesus. I don't know what that is, but I just see you like, you know, dancing and you're hipping and hopping and like you're rejoicing about something. And like I see the, like my grandmother would say, she's got the music in her. And so I don't know what that's about. Maybe there's some good news coming in, but you're hipping and hopping and you're rejoicing. Hipping and hopping and rejoicing, and you're just like, whoa, so happy. I see a grin on your face. So I thank you, Lord, for the good news, Father God. Whatever that good news is, Father, in the name of Jesus, something that you've been wanting, that you're finally hearing the answer to that prayer. So I thank you, Father God, for the answer to that prayer in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Lord, for Jayla. Hey, Jayla. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing okay. Hi. How are you doing?
Good. You sound like you're sleepy. Are you all right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. And how's everything? Is there a prayer need, something that you need to pray about or a testimony?
Well, it's kind of for prayer for just like my mind, and like I've been having trouble with like my anxiety and things like that.
Anxiety?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what the joyfulness is all about. So God is going to set you free.
Right.
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just plead the blood of Jesus over Jayla. We plead the blood of Jesus over her mind. She has the mind of Christ. We thank you, Lord, for her emotions, Father God, for fear is not who she is. That fear is not hers. You have not given her a spirit of fear, so that doesn't belong to her. I bind that spirit of fear, that spirit of anxiety, and I command it to go in Jesus' name, to go in the name of Jesus. How are you eating? Are you eating healthy?
I haven't been the past few days.
Okay. Well, that's part of your anxiety. Sometimes the foods that we eat, they tend to, it may seem like anxiety, but it's not that. It's just the chemicals and the things that, the foods that we're eating will make us feel, You can get away with it, especially if you're a sensitive person to certain foods. You won't get away with it. As soon as you start cleaning up your eating habits, you're going to notice that your anxiety is going to go away. And also, spend time with the Lord, you know. Read the Word. Fill up with Him. And you're going to notice a difference from your insides. And pray. And I don't know if you pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit in the morning, every chance you get. And pray worship music. That also helps you. But I'm sensing that it has something to do with your eating habits. Start eating things that are alive and taking vitamins. You're going to notice a difference, a big difference. And water. And water, clean things that are fresh, not things that are canned, okay? Green stuff, that's good. It has a lot of minerals and all those vitamins and all that stuff that you need. Change it up. Have a variety of foods, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Things that are fresh. If you go to the supermarket, you don't have to get a whole bunch of fruit. You can get one of this, one of that, and before you know, you have something different to eat, and you have a variety of vitamins and different things. Okay, mm-hmm. and so you don't have to spend a lot. Like when I go to the supermarket, if I see peaches, I just get one. If I see banana, I'll get maybe one or two. Mm-hmm. If I see cherries, I don't get the big bag. I get a smaller bag. So in order mm-hmm. to have a variety of foods, you know, if whatever's in season, that's what you get. Okay?
Okay.
It's watermelons with seeds, grapes with seeds, not without the seeds. We learned that last mm-hmm. week, that God's word says that it's with the seeds that he gives us the fruit of the land, right? So I wouldn't go out for those seedless stuff. That's not normal. That's not natural. You know they've tampered with that. So mm-hmm. you need to start eating healthy. Stay away from the sugar and the candies. You're going to notice a big difference. Your mind is going to be clearer. Your emotions are going to be clearer. You're going to be less tired. And do a little brisk walk. If you can't afford to go to a gym, you know, one of those little cheap memberships, go mm-hmm. for a walk. That gets your blood flowing, and then come back and do whatever you have to do. You know, stretching out. It doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take a lot of money for food. Like, I'll buy if I need to eat meat, I just get little packs and put it in little Ziploc bags. I could have meat with my eggs in the morning. Bread, be careful with bread. But if you can handle that, well, then, you know, a little piece of bread, eggs, a piece of meat, and season mm-hmm. it well. Have your breakfast in the morning or maybe later on in the day, maybe not so early because you're not used to that. But start eating healthy. And you're going to do that for 2 weeks, and then you call me back and tell me how you feel.
Okay.
Because that's what the Lord was showing me. It's your food.
Okay.
It's your food. And do a food prep. That way you don't have any excuses that you can't do it. You know how tired you come home? If it's prepared already, you'll eat it.
Right.
Make it look good. Make it look nice. Your eyes have to like it.
Mm-hmm.
And your salad, you get your favorite dressing, you eat salad, you know, just, you know, look it online, healthy foods, not things that have preservatives or can. I'd rather frozen than can, but I'd rather get the mm-hmm. fresh thing. So, like, I got one corn, one peach, one banana, one of this, a small bag of this, you know, and you can have that. You have a variety. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
So drink and go to bed early.
Okay.
At the same time. Get 8 to 9 hours of sleep. And then get that down, and then in 2 weeks, call me back and tell me how you feel.
Okay.
There's going to be, your body wants to rebel. It wants to go back to the sugar, especially if you've eaten a lot of sugar. You tend to want to have cravings for that. It's like a cigarette smoker. They want their cigarette. Well, mm-hmm. when you have a lot of sugar, you have to have that sugar. But no, in the name of Jesus, we break that all off of her, and we thank you, Lord, because you're going to help her, Father God, to align her body with the right foods. Yeah, sometimes you may cheat, but you go right back to eating healthy in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for that helper, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Anything else? You need prayer for anything or a testimony you want to give?
No, that was good. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm not telling you what I'm not doing. I'm doing that too. I take my packed lunches. I prepare them the night mm-hmm. before. And I have my little lunch bag and I go. And I have everything, and I won't eat at home, my breakfast. I'll eat at the office, just before, mm-hmm. and that way I don't eat hurried. And I'm like, ah, I feel good. And I'm yeah. full of energy.
Yeah.
So stay away from breads in the morning, especially when you're going to go to work, because it slows you down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like eggs or meat, right, fruit. Not too sweet, like, you know, not too many sweets in the morning, because that'll make you crash too. So, amen.
Thank you.
Well, God bless you. You have a wonderful week. Call us back, okay?
Okay. God bless you too.
All right.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. Amen. All right. Let's see. 404-5453. Your name and where you're from.
Hello.
Hello, your name and where you're from?
This is Madeline from Georgia.
Hey, Madeline.
Hey, Carmen, how are you?
Good, dear. Let me put you on mute and let me pray for you, and then I'll call you back. Okay, hold on. Thank you, Lord, for Madeline. Father God, thank you, Lord, for Madeline, Lord. There's some inner things that the Lord is doing in you. Inner healing, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, and we just break off of that, the things that others have said. We break those words off of her in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, because you're releasing her to be the Madeline that you've created to be. Thank you, Lord. I see you like a little girl just jumping up and down, Madeline. I see you like a little girl jumping up and down. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her, Father God. It's almost like, you know, like a rubber band that's being held on you, and then I see it breaking, like Jesus coming in with a big scissor and just snipping that off and letting you go, and then you just take off dancing. So there's been something there, you know, the words that have been spoken over you, they're broken in Jesus' name. Jesus broke them off of you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that the breaking of those things that have held her back, Father God, that those lies in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Madeline. Thank you, Lord. And if there's anyone else, Father God, on the line that needs that healing, Lord, we just speak that over them in the name of Jesus. We speak that over them in the name of Jesus. Freedom from those things that bind. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Madeline, are you there?
I'm there. I'm here. Thank you, Carmen. That is so on point. That's been a very, very long time. And it's been binding the lies and deception and words mm-hmm. spoken, and I receive that because God has so much for me that I want to just say and do, you know, for him, and that was just so on point, the lies.
Yeah,
and,
that's what I
deception.
Saw the Lord doing. It yeah, was like, you know how they attach rubber bands and rubber bands, they looked almost, a lot of them looked like frayed, but they were like a strong cord.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody mm-hmm. at the other end, like pulling back, and you're like trying to go one
yeah.
direction, and they're pulling. And so I saw Jesus yeah. coming in and just take a big scissor and cut it off.
Yeah.
You took
yeah.
off running. Thank
yeah.
you, Lord. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Father. Yeah. That's so
thank
good
you, Lord,
to know,
Lord,
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank the Lord
thank
for
you,
that.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus,
yes.
for the healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
so,
thank you, Lord.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's really good. I've been seeing so much revelation of what God was, and now it's just, I'm excited of what he's, you know, preparing me to face with and go, because, you know, that I could be able to do it, you know. And I pray over a lot of children and women and families because they're being held back from a lot of things from childhood that, you know, was never given me. Yeah. And so I've just been encouraging children and women and men too. You know, it's amazing
how much.
So God is
setting you free so that you can free those children even more. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yes. So I'm happy to hear that word. That it was worth waiting for. For me.
Yeah, I saw you like a little girl being held back.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, that like a bungee, like made out of rubber bands, but they were like frayed, and they're like, it's pulling you back, and you're like, no.
Yeah.
You were like a little girl, and when he cut it off, you just took running. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
It's done.
Yes, it's done.
It's already done.
He
already did
Jesus.
It. That's what he was showing me, girl. That's what he was showing me. It's
all
done.
Right.
You walk
okay.
in that freedom.
I will right now. Yes. Cause
and
it's
you know
done
why?
And it's over. What?
You know why? Because. You know why the freedom came? Because you're walking with the Lord. You're reading his word. You're spending time with him. That weakens the powers of darkness. And so when I came and I prayed over you, it's done. It was done. You helped to do it. That's why it was so easy for you to
get
free.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
And
it's your obedience. You've been doing it. And so, exactly. So, That's why it's so easy for some people to get so free real quick because they're doing their part, and so it's weakening the enemy on both sides. So then when somebody comes and prays for you, bam, it's gold. But now if you're not walking right, then what ends up happening is it takes longer to get that freedom, but it makes it easier. I can tell when people are walking with the Lord when I'm hearing them and talking to them and being in their presence, you know, you can tell. And you can tell when you're trying to help them get delivered and it's hard. I'm like, I got to go with the fasting for this one. Because there's that cooperation. So, but when you're seeking the Lord and people that are listening, if you want that freedom, start looking for the word, looking and reading the word and spending time with the word.
Yes.
Spend time with it. That'll lose the grip of the enemy over your life. And even in services, you may be sitting under a service and bam, right there sitting down, you'll be set free. God does it in so many different ways. But you have to put your part. You have to put your part. I could feel it when people are pulling it out of me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory.
I got so happy in my spirit. Today I was driving and I went to take my daughter-in-law some items where they didn't get the chance to go to the grocery store. And nothing was going on. All of a sudden I felt like a little girl, how expectancy, like for Christmas or somebody's coming that you've been missing for a while and they're coming to visit. I shouted. I turned the radio up. I was in my praise. I was in my worship. And in my belly, in my Holy Ghost was like an excitement about to burst. And I said, Lord, I don't know what it is. I said, but I'm ready. So it was worth waiting
That's
for.
That's what you've been already doing it.
Yeah, I like serving.
Yeah, sometimes people don't realize that they are set free. It's like a little bird that it's been set free and it's still waiting in the cage and the door is open. The door is open. Just fly away. So you're free.
You're free.
Because you've been doing what you need to do. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, glory to God.
Woo. Now you can set others free, those little kids free. Now you'll know what to do because you've been searching.
Yes.
You've been seeking him.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Madeline's life. Oh, man, that's great.
That's awesome. Well, I have one little prayer, a request too, that those that are on that listen, pray for my family, especially my grandchildren. And I have two granddaughters that is not connected with their dad. The dad, it comes from the brokenness through the generation, but we break those curses off them and that they'll be able to be healed where they are and walk in the Lord because I've been interceding for them and waiting for them to come back, come home, especially the oldest granddaughter, and healing for my daughter, Crystal. She needs freedom too. Yeah.
Okay. So you want for your daughters and their relationship with their dad and for Crystal?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Father God, Lord, we just lift up Madeline's daughters, and I pray, Father God, for the restoration of the relationship with their father. God, bring the father's daughters and bring the daughter's heart back to the father, Father God. I pray that you do a miracle there, that you restore, Father God. Restore, Father God, that just like when it was before, Lord, that in that moment when they had a good relationship, I pray that you restore that, Father God, that you would touch each one of them, Father God, that nobody waits, Father God, because tomorrow is not guaranteed to anybody, Father God. I pray that you stir this father's heart. Give him a yearning to be with his daughters, Father God.
Yes.
And, Lord, I pray for Crystal, Father God. I pray, Father God, touch her heart. Bring healing, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Bring healing, Lord Jesus. Touch her heart, Father God. Bring, restore. Restore, Father God. And restore those things that have been stolen from her, Father God.
Yes,
the things
Lord.
That have been stolen from her, Lord. Bring it, give it back to her, Lord. Give it back to her, I pray, in Jesus' name. That what the enemy has stolen, that he'll have to return in the name of Jesus. Many folds over in Jesus' name. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for that. I pray, Father God, that you would just touch the whole family's relationship, Lord. Bring healing,
Lord.
Father God. But not only healing, but that they all know you as their Lord and Savior, because that's more important than anything else, Lord.
Thank
Lord,
you,
restore,
Jesus.
But bring salvation
yes,
in Jesus' name.
Yes,
salvation, Jesus. Salvation, salvation.
Yes, Lord.
Now is salvation. Now is salvation, Father God.
Now,
and I thank you,
Jesus,
Father God, for
yes.
for letting that happen in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let them know
thank
that
you,
not only do they need each other, that they need you in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God,
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you,
You're
darling. Welcome. I love you, and I'll call in and give the great report, because I surely believe it.
Yes.
I believe every bit. I will, yeah. Carmen.
Well, enjoy
thank
your
you
freedom,
so much.
Girl.
Yeah. All right. Good night.
All right. Good night. All right. Let's see. Oh, these numbers keep jumping up and down. I still got. Okay. Let me go for this one. 251-229. Your name and where you're from. 251-229. 251-229. Unmute yourself. I think that one is Sarah. If I'm not mistaken, that looks familiar. Yeah, I think that's Sarah. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless 251-229. We ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, that you bless them, Father God, with rest in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the finances, Father God, that you supply all their needs according to your riches and glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless them, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, and touch their family life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hello? Hello. Hello, Sarah?
Yeah.
I recognize your number. Yes, I was praying for
you.
Father God. All right, let me just pray for you, finish praying for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sarah. We ask you, Lord, to just continue doing what you're doing in her life. Lord, I pray that I see that you're doing work, but it's not work like work. It's like work for the Lord, like you're working for the Lord. And it's really not work for you. You know, you love to do it. I just see that this is a season where the Lord is having you and using you to minister to others. I sense that it may be children. Yeah, it seems like it may be children. So in this season, I sense you're going to be working with children and that you're going to enjoy that. I think it's in the church, somewhere in the church. So I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And Lord, bless her daughter. And Lord, bless her in Jesus' name. Bless. And thank you, Lord, for supplying all her needs in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Sister Carmen?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Taking all these callers. There's this long line.
Wow.
It's so ended, but I'm still taking calls. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I was looking at the phone screen, looking at the phone, and I said, she can go. The Lord is with her because you were taking calls back to back. And I was like, wow, that takes a lot of energy and strength.
Yeah, but the Lord is with me, and the Lord wants me to minister. So if you're here, you're going to get ministered to.
Oh, yeah.
So how's everything?
Everything's good. The testimony that I have is the Lord is good. Our family had wasn't like together because everybody was either taking a trip or out of town or, you know, so we were having to get a family get together, which was like a family reunion. And so that didn't work out too well. But yesterday, we ended up scheduling. No. Last Friday, we ended up scheduling another one. So today, we have the best time as a whole family. And God arranged it. Yeah. And God arranged it because we did a lot of put a lot of emphasis on the Lord in prayer.
Mm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for when families are joining together in godliness. So thank you, Lord. Oh, that's beautiful, Sarah. I bet you had a ball.
Oh, yeah. It was wonderful. We went to the, you know, they had a lake and ponds where the ducks were. Yeah, and then a place for fishing. And it was wonderful.
Mm, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. It was a great time. I thank the Lord because my sister and I just, you know, hugged. And we just, you know, and due to the fact my mom would be. Huh?
Yeah. You needed that. You needed that time.
Yeah.
You needed that time to be with family, to restore yourself. And you know what? You need that. You need that. And, you know, families need that vacation time, but they also need the time with the Lord because that's the most important thing. So, but I understand that you had your mom pass away. So it's been a while since you've been able to do anything with your family. So you needed that touch in your heart with your family. I'm happy for you. That's awesome. How's your daughter doing?
She's doing, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. She's doing pretty good. She'll be going back to school in the fall, but right now she's really enjoying the summer. And so her dad, he will be here in July. So both of them are going to spend some time together.
That's good. That's really good. She needs that. She needs to connect with her father. So let me pray about that. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that when Sarah's daughter and her father connect, Father God, that it will be quality time, that it won't be, maybe it might not be as quantity as before, but I pray that it will be quality and that it makes up for lost time. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you reboot her and help her, Father God, that when she goes back to school, she's ready to roll and that she gives her best effort, Father God. I pray that you guide her and lead her and help her with her studies and help her with their finances, Father God, that they lack nothing so that they can accomplish much, so that they can be used for your glory. And even while she's in school, Father God, that you begin to use her, that you begin to use her to minister to others about Jesus. It's time. It's time. It's time to share Jesus with others. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for Sarah, for that love that she has for her family and for others. Bless her, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, Sarah, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, I'm just thanking the Lord for you because you're being used as his mouthpiece, not only tonight, but, you know, just taking a part of being a part of PGN because you can go. I mean, tonight has been,
Yeah, it's been a lot. Yeah, and last week was like that too. But it seems like it's increasing, so praise the Lord. It's only God. God knows his people need to be ministered to. So I'm here. I'm a willing vessel. He's the one that supplies, not me. So I'm just glad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad to be ministering to all of you. It's a pleasure to me. I wouldn't change it for anything. So is there anything else that you would like to pray about or you want to give me a testimony? You know I love testimonies.
Yes, I'm going to be, and this is something that the Lord was dealing with me with, is children. And so I was trying to make up my mind whether to go to return to work in the church area with children. And I was like, this is amazing.
That's what I heard. So, now you know what I heard, so you know now. That's amazing. That's funny. Oh, my goodness. Well, who better than you, huh? Right? He knows
right.
who he can use. Not everybody can be with the children, so he knows he can use you. So have fun. Have fun. They're so precious. They're fun. I used to give Bible study to children, but back then I had my kids, and my teenagers would help out. So that was like we had a little team going on, and the kids loved it, and the pastors loved it too, because they had enough time to do their ministering over there without the kids getting, you know, all over the place. When anybody else did it, the kids were all over the place. They couldn't handle the kids. They had ADDers and everything. Jumping all over the place. We had twins that had ADD, so you could only imagine how that was. But thank God for my daughter's patience. That girl can take care of those kids. They loved her. She was always good with little ones. So those were the days. So God knows who he's using, Sarah.
You know,
Sarah.
This is amazing because I was about to, it was like you called my name and the Lord allowed it because I was like, I guess I'm gonna go because, you know, I was thinking it was somebody else. I have the 251, but the Lord allowed it to come to us talking together and praying together.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
You needed to hear it. You needed to know your marching orders. That's what it is. Those are marching orders, so you know what you got to do next.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amen. Let me pray for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Well, dear Lord, I thank you for we gather here today and thanking you for tonight, Father God. It's midnight, but we thank you, Father God, for another day, another midnight. Father God, I thank you for Sister Carmen. She is a light being used as your vessel, was full with oil, Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for that, because you're the only one that can fill our vessels up with oil and be used by you, Jesus. And that's what she is. She's being used by you, Father God, to spread the love and spread your honor to other people around the world that's calling and that's causing PGN to be on the map. So we thank you, Father God, for Sister Carmen, and we thank you, Father God, for her love that she has for people on the prayer line. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Sarah. God bless you and multiply that over in Jesus' name. All right, well, it looks like there's other callers on the line, but they're listening. So if you want ministry, you can raise your hand. If not, I'll play a song, and then I'll close the show. All right, Sarah, is there anything else?
That'll be all.
Thank you for the prayer, honey. You have a blessed week.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, there we go. All right. We have this song, and then I'll play it, and then after that, we'll close the show. All right. God bless you. Have a blessed week. And here we go.
Good evening, everybody. Have a blessed week. Good night.